Everybody Loves Dynamite.
We begin with a call.
Weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
What say you, Donald? Michael, what say you?
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Don.
And thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Welcome back.
Go ahead, Joe. Joe's got a joke.
Welcome back to the No Spine Zone.
Michael, what say you? I say
Joe.
Joe. Funny.
Bye, guys.
Oh, I just hung up on you, and your voice was still there, even after the door shut.
This is a funny place. This is the place for lovers.
It is, yeah.
Sure is.
Michael, what say you? What say you, Donald?
I'll tell you what I
say. La, la, la.
We'll talk out. We will talk at great length about what's going on here at our radio station just a moment.
Yeah, good.
Delicious.
But Feist, Friday, it's dawn. We're rocking Twofer Style, BOC, Rock 98. Don't you dig it, man? BOC. Blue Oyster Cult. Rock 97. Yes, I've got a new... I've got a new bad LP.
Does there have any more of that great rock on it?
Oh, it does, Mike. The seasons don't feel the they dig it. The wind of the summer, the rain,
come on, baby.
Yeah.
Joe's still on the phone.
Goodbye, Joe.
Good day.
Perfect, sir.
Good day.
Joe, did you hang up?
Yeah, I hang up on him that
very
time.
Good.
An overrated song in my humble estimation.
Oh, I disagree.
Always overrated. Maybe I like this version.
Yeah.
The Clash.
Oh, hold on, wrong one. Oops.
That was Rebel Rebel. That's not The Clash. This is The Clash. This is the overrated one. Although I like this version a lot more. London Calling. Dig it. London Calling.
Sounded just like the other one.
All right, then, Mike, let me go to the back of the rack for you. I know.
Something I like?
I know that you like Tall. Sitting on a park bench, eyeing little girls with bad intent. Yeah!
Yeah, we're rocking now.
Tall, baby!
Yeah, well, you get the idea.
Sure.
I'm sleepy.
How about Pump It Up? You're rocking with the all-new sound of Bill O'Reilly's K106. I've been on tender hooks and in dirty looks, listening to the music, thinking about this and that. She said that
you could have your teeth drilled to this.
Yeah. It's very Muzak-y, isn't it?
Well, I think this kind of music's an insult to elevators. You don't
really. Yeah, pump it up, baby. Pump it up.
How many elevators do you ride in where they have music pumped in?
Not many. Not many.
We're
going
to pump our own station into ours.
That's right.
You get our station in the bathroom, though, right?
Sometimes. Some days.
And some days it's very loud in the crapper.
Yes.
Every once in a while, we like to take things nice and easy.
That's right. Proud Mary.
There's a lot of people in this world.
Sing it, baby.
Who like to do things nice.
And rough. Like in our bathroom.
We only like to take things.
Nice and rough.
Nice and easy.
Oh, and easy.
Good to go.
How about
we're
going
to start this off.
Yeah.
Nice and easy.
What say you, Donald?
Nice and nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh.
Proud Mary.
Okay, O'Reilly. Took a job in
the city. Oh my gosh.
Working for Michael, what say you?
I say I love this
what
music.
Say you, Donald? But I
never lost. K106. All decisions on this station now made by Bill O'Reilly.
Where it's always sunny.
And it's always written in pencil.
Yes. So there's some stuff going on behind the scenes at the station with the shuffling of the lineup again.
Yeah.
We are here in charge.
The station's in a bit of a
upheaval right now.
State of flux.
I like to call it Hughes rules. Not only are they the Hughes rules, but let me just say this about the man. Hughes rules.
Mm-hmm.
He makes great decisions. He thinks well in advance about the repercussions of his decisions. And he's a radio genius.
There we are.
This is the guy who is our manager. Rob, can you pull out one of the promos that we've been running endlessly on WJFK that has like the lineup? Where it says the lineup you've always dreamed of.
Yeah, the dream lineup, really.
This is why this man in particular, and he's the manager here, the latest in a long line of great managers.
Yeah, at all levels of the company.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And don't
Howard Stern, morning. Don and Mike, afternoon. The Junkies, midday. Ron and Fez at night.
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
This is Washington's Superstation.
Hush your mouth.
106.7 okay. WJFK.
I know all of our other stations don't care about that, but here's the point. When you run a commercial like that, and where's the one that says the lineup you've always wanted?
I'm looking for it. It's in the computer.
Oh, it's in the computer.
It's hiding in the computer.
Anyway, we've talked about this a little bit, that there was some upheaval and that the Junkies, who used to be on WJFK, came back to do the midday show, and they moved O'Reilly to 11 o'clock at night, which really didn't make sense anyway. I mean, why is his ass even on the radio station?
Mm-hmm.
And then it became political.
Yes,
really. Right now, the way I understand this, the most powerful man in Infinity Broadcasting is Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly, who technically doesn't work for Infinity Broadcasting.
Yeah, well, he works for an arm of it. He works for the one robotic arm.
The one robotic arm.
Yeah, he works for the Westwood One arm.
He's in the Westwood One family.
But anyway, he's able to influence things that happen at Infinity Broadcasting.
That's amazing. Also, he works for Fox.
And that was, I think, that's the reason that all of this is happening, is that he's got, like, some deal that he could take with Fox or something.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, he's got to have some, like, either that or he's got pictures of someone with a sheep or something. Because, you know.
I thought he was the one that was in that kind of trouble a short time ago.
He's just coming off his whole phone sex vibrator thing.
Loofa boy.
He's the Teflon Bill. Yeah. So the deal is.
Nothing sticks to this guy.
Apparently not.
Don't know where it's coming from. I know that Hughes rules, let me just say that.
Mm-hmm.
But so do the other people in this company. Uh-huh.
So we're switching back to where it was
a little bit, except they're really screwing up the whole lineup on the radio station.
Oh, good. That's good. Okay.
Yeah. So, here's the part that I'm waiting for myself. That would be Monday morning at 10 o'clock when Stern finds out they're cutting him off.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can take the Junkies, these lads who did mornings on the station HFS that this company blew up and made Spanish.
Right.
They had them come over here, and they had them do 11 a.m. after Howard was over until 2 p.m. Then at 2 p.m., they ran our reruns. And I remember at that time going into the manager and saying, why don't you just get rid of the reruns?
Yeah.
Because our show on this station on WJFK.
And have the Junkies on from 11 till 3.
Yeah, this is the power of O'Reilly. Our show on WJFK is like Law and Order. I mean, it's like,
yes.
If you turn on TNT or USA or NBC, there's always a Law and Order on.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to me that there was always, our reruns were always on this station.
Yes.
And 2 to 3 especially. It's like, what the hell's up with that?
And the thing that killed me about 2 to 3, and I will tell you this, and I'm sure you experienced the same thing, when somebody said, hey, I was listening to you today, you know, how you doing? How you feeling? You just get out of the hospital?
Yes.
And I'm like, no. I heard that happen today.
So the thing is, Hughes, who rules, says to me, well, we can't get rid of the 2 o'clock hour because, frankly, it brings in too much income for the radio station. Afternoon drive starts at 2. I said, okay. And besides, it's in our contract that they have the right to run the show. It's starting in reruns at 2.
Mm-hmm.
So then the Junkies came, and they did 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then all of a sudden, this Bill O'Reilly, who apparently is so popular, no, that can't be correct.
Powerful?
That's the word I was looking for, Mike.
Yeah.
He elbows his way back into the lineup. Now, this is the way it's going to work out now, that Howard's going to be on in the morning, and then I guess the Junkies will be on at 10?
At 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock.
Right.
And then they only get
to
work till 1. And then at 1, it'll be O'Reilly. And the good news for us is that the powerful Bill O'Reilly has enabled the station, which just 3 weeks ago said there's no possible way that we could get rid of that 2 to 3 hour of repeats because they bring in so much money.
Uh-huh.
They've now said, what the hell? Katie, bar the door. Bill O'Reilly, come on in from 1 till 3.
1 till 3.
Ah. 1 till 3. So that's the lineup.
There it is.
It's a great lineup.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great lineup.
Yeah.
It is. You know, the good news for us and for Ron and Fez, who
it
are also...
It flows like a good wine.
The good news for us and Ron and Fez is that neither of our shows are affected by this.
No, right.
Because we're in, for whatever reason, this 8 hours from 3 p.m. until 11 p.m.
The untouchable eight, as we like to call it.
The big eight.
But then again, never say never.
Yeah, yeah, it ain't like...
You know, right now, the climate around here is as unstable as it's ever been.
That's it true. Sure is.
It's a little nerve-wracking.
It sure is.
Schedule's on just, one of those magic slates. Everybody. I mean, in the hallways, everywhere. Everybody's just a little nervous.
Yeah, it's a crazy way
to... You never know what's going
to
happen.
Crazy way to run a radio station. And the reason that all of this came out today is because, and again...
What say you, Donald?
Well, I'll tell you.
Michael, what say you?
Hi.
Simply, he's too powerful now.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
All right, Bill O'Reilly. The reason this all came out today, this was like supposed to be an inside secret.
Uh-huh.
The reason this came out today is because Bill O'Reilly put it on his website.
Oh, I see. So the tail wags
who's the dog. The hotline's ringing.
Hotline ringing?
Yeah.
You want to take it?
Well, someone already picked it up.
Oh, no. Okay.
Anyway, yeah, the reason that all of this got out today, this news is out, is that... At Bill O'Reilly's buy a coffee mug website,
mm-hmm.
Which ours is not, incidentally. We
right.
just have a souvenir shop.
We have the best darn souvenir shop. And notice I say darn.
yeah, thank you, Mike. Like
best,
Fox.
Best darn souvenir shop, period.
Like Fox Sports.
Right.
He put it right up there on his website today.
Huh.
You know, attention factor fans.
Say, he is powerful.
Congratulations, you've done it. So, listen, that's all I got to say right now. All hail the most powerful force in broadcasting known as Bill O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
Just months ago, we were mocking the man for having phone sex and using vibrators. And look at him now. He's moving lineups at influential radio stations.
It's amazing.
He's causing great angst amongst disc jockeys and uncertainty with listeners.
You know, people walking down the hallway here at the radio station suddenly just bursting into tears.
Well, that's any day.
That is. But just a little more. Just
it's
a little
more exaggerated today.
Yeah.
It's a funny place to work.
It's always
a funny place to work. But the junkies get their dream, because the way I see it, there's no way Howard's going to be done at 10, even if they play the commercials. So the junkies will end up working a two-hour shift.
Yeah.
They'll like that.
2.5 hours.
They get the same money. They get 4 hours money for 2 hours work.
Yeah, exactly.
That is great.
They'll be fine with that.
Insanity!
Until the next thing happens.
Yeah.
But we're here.
We're here. And
we're queer.
We're queer, and we're not going skiing.
Let me share a challenge with all of you right now. It's crazy, but it works. How smart is your right foot? I'm going to change the topic here.
Is this a complete topic change right
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely.
How smart is your right foot?
This comes from my buddy Rob.
It's pretty great.
One of our many emails. He writes, this is so funny, it will boggle your mind.
Right foot.
If you keep trying it 50 times to outsmart your foot, you will never be able to.
Mm.
Everybody listening, unless you're driving your car, sit down.
All right.
Okay?
We're all seated. All right,
I'm seated as well.
I mean, I don't know where you're going with this, but if you said how smart is your right foot, I got a great right foot. Because
while sitting...
I'm a drummer.
Oh, that's right.
Lift your right foot off the floor.
Okay.
And make clockwise circles.
Okay. All right.
Now, while you're doing this... Draw the number 6 in the air with your right hand. Start at the top of the 6. Start at the top of the 6. Your foot will change direction.
Yeah, it does. Wow. You know, and I didn't know, I was sitting there and I became conscious of it. Clockwise.
No matter how many times you think you have the mind control to do it.
So your right foot is like the Bill O'Reilly of your body.
Thank you, Buzz. You brought it all the way around. Yes. Again, you must be sitting.
Right.
Okay, I've got to sit to do this again. Hold on, let me standing for a second.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Like, sit at your desk.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Lift your right foot off the floor. That's important. And make it go counter.
Boy,
make it go
something.
Clockwise.
That drives you nuts, doesn't
it? Circles.
I thought I could do that, being a, you know.
While you're doing this, draw the number 6 in the air with your right hand, and look how spastic your leg goes. You cannot control your leg.
It's like a brake on your leg. As soon as you start with the 6, it reverses.
Hey, you done good, boy.
That's a fun little exercise. Boy, I tell you, we want to apologize in advance for the traffic accidents.
That's why I said, don't do this in your car. Kids,
Please do not try this
in your car.
You do this in a car, you're going to take your little Mercedes convertible into the abutment.
You're
going to
be screwed. But this is what I imagine all of the Infiniti executives are doing right now. they're all sitting in a big circle, lifting their right feet off the floor, making clockwise circles. And then
somebody will raise their hand and say, well, change the number.
Trying to make the number 6. Yeah.
Change the number to something else.
Let's make it 7.
Let's do this at another time.
And hello, everybody.
Well, hi there.
It's a little late getting started today. What with the fantastic news that Bill O'Reilly is now running WJFK Radio.
Very, very exciting news.
Great. 3 groaners today. Are we doing the ratio game?
No, I think it's spot the intruder.
Spot the intruder.
Which means one is the intruder.
One came from the prep service. 2 came from Rob.
Very exciting.
Oh. 2 from the service, 1 from Rob.
See if you can guess which one it is. Won't that be tons of fun? But you won't make any money.
What does a Swedish person have when he wants to retaliate against someone? Mm-hmm. A Sven-detta. What rapper is the most girly?
Which one?
Feminem. What instant coffee do police who carry stun guns prefer?
Which one?
Taser's choice. And that's it. Then we're out.
Okay. Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm thinking about which one was Rob's.
We're going to get retarded now. Here we go against Vendetta.
Everybody.
Eminem, Taser's choice. Let's go to Michael first. Mike.
I'm going to say Rob wrote Taser's choice.
That was my guess, too. That's wrong. Buzz.
I will say Rob wrote Feminine.
Is that it?
Feminem.
Yeah, Feminem. Yeah. There you go.
Mike had a great week. You went 4 for 5.
I know. I'm disappointed in you.
I'm sorry. See, the taser thing fooled me, too.
Yeah.
We had been talking about tasers.
Right.
And actually, if you have the copy, as I do, you notice the clue is really the ones that Ron writes have 2 exclamation points after them.
Ah.
Have to find a new system.
Like Martha Stewart, you're going to have to change your code.
Let's talk about my dog.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Hi there, Julia. Hi.
Hello.
This is Doubtfire. Okay, right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Here he is.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
I know that you know that he's... Never mind. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Lasagna.
Yeah.
And all is just to see. And now, here to kick off the official Super Bowl pregame coverage, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We get jokes. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi, John Kerry.
Hi there,
Bert. Okay. Hi, Donovan.
We appreciate it.
Hi, everybody. This is the Don Mike Show, and it's a new episode of this Friday.
Friday 02-0405.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he ain't retarded. And let's get retarded. Don and Mike Show. It's Friday.
Ah, it is Friday, and nothing can take that away.
February 4th, 2005. Call us from anywhere in America.
Nobody from corporate switched it to Tuesday.
At 877-365-3636. From Canada, 800-636-1067. And D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. You know, I do that. I should write that down.
Well, you have it committed to memory, don't you?
I close my eyes and I remember the numbers, and you say something that makes me laugh, and I lose my place.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if it's 800 or 877.
I admire you for having all those numbers in your head anyway.
I got more than numbers in my head, Mike. I got a bunch of stuff in my head.
It's hard not to.
Yeah. I got more in my head than they got in their heads, though. I tell you that. I know that.
Well, they got a lot of stuff in their heads, but, you know, it's all rocks.
Toys in the attic. what a great place this is.
Ah, yes. It's a happy day.
So anyway, here we are.
Oh, happy day.
At a Super Bowl weekend, for goodness sakes.
No, not this weekend.
Mike, Bill O'Reilly has decided that the Super Bowl this year will be on Sunday, February 6th, and Bill O'Reilly has decided kickoff will be at 6:30.
Is the kickoff really going to be at 6:30?
That's what Bill O'Reilly wants.
Well, if he says so, you can count it. You can take it to the fat man.
Best Super Bowl of all time. Hello, Michael Hughes.
I think we're going to do the kickoff at 6:30.
Best of all time.
It'll be the best game of all time.
I'm going to push my way back in the lineup. Best of all time.
What say you, Donovan?
I want to be back on that station. I want the Super Bowl at 6:30.
I'll accept a transfer, but you have to put me on in the midday. But I want to be on at a different time.
It'll be the best time of all time. Do you have a time that's not exactly the time that I was on here in the no-spin zone?
Now here's the deal. What we did was we decided we'd go on at a new time.
So push the other guys around.
Yeah, I know.
I'm Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, you know, it's just the way it's going to go.
I only had a 2.4 share, but it really doesn't matter.
What say you, Donald?
My ratings stink worse than my undergarments, but I'm the best of all time.
I am the best of all time.
I just muscled my way in.
No, you didn't.
Now, you Red Staters, you don't like this, but I'm telling you. Do I have the state
right? No, blue. It should be blue state.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, I always get those mixed.
Now the blue. Who is the blue?
The Democrats.
You blue staters, you're not going to like the fact. I'm the best of all time. I pushed my way into the lineup.
I'm the best of all time. Blue staters, beware. But it doesn't really,
And Michael Hughes is the best manager of all time. Hey, let me just say, Michael Hughes has missed his calling, at least in this life.
Yeah,
anyway. Because I know in the last life, how old a man is he? He's in his 40s?
Maybe I believe 40, so. Yes.
So that means he would have been born roughly 1960, something like that. If it was late
54,
50s.
Okay.
Long after WW2.
Uh-huh.
I imagine that he was one of those French that said, "Oh, it's the Nazis. Come on in. Make yourself at home."
Don.
Come on in.
Donnie.
I will not put up any kind of a fight. You have such beautiful uniform.
That's a cheap shot. Now, that's a cheap shot, and we don't have time for it.
We have so much time. Hello, this is Michael Hughes, and you are the Goose Steppers. Please come into France.
All right, that'll be quite enough of that, sir.
Hello, is this Bill O'Reilly? This is Michael Hughes.
That's it. I'm going to take a reprisal. I'm going to take away a coffee mug.
Would you like to be on, how about 1, 2, 3?
Done. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied with that time.
You're the best of all time.
Thank you, Michael.
And bonjour.
We'll talk soon.
Bonjour.
Looking forward to it. And tell those guys in the afternoon to shut up, please.
I will now take off my faggy glasses to make a point and say bonsoir.
Bonsoir, Michael.
And you should also know that if they ever get under your nerves for playing the tapes where you say have an abortion for Christmas, you may move your show to their time slot as well.
That's great. I appreciate that. And we'll let you know if I'm going to take a reprisal against them. Because, you know, I've got it all in control. I'm the most powerful guy in the world. And that's what say you?
I was there. They came. Someone said, "Let's stand up for ourselves." And I said, "No, we are French. We will lay down our arms and we will say, take our cities, take Paris."
Michael, a message for the rest of the air staff, if I could. As far as any comments they might make, let them whine.
Let them whine about my new tie.
We have wonderful wine. Oh, the greatest wine. You Germans will love this wine. All of you people with the Bill O'Reilly Show, you will love our wine. I am Monsieur Michael Hughes, and I will be bending over so that Bill O'Reilly can come back on the radio today.
Full speed ahead. Coming to a theater near you, looking forward to it. There's a mud puddle. Put your face in it. I'll step on the back of your forehead.
I love the fact that you sell the welcome mats on your cheap website.
Yes, you know, who's looking out for you? That's what I have to say. Because I am the most powerful DJ of all time.
It is my goal. It is my goal to ruin as many radio stations as I can in the shortest amount of time, for I am Michael Hughes, Super Frenchman.
How about putting someone in that doesn't belong in? What say you?
I'm doing that now with you, mon ami.
Fantastic. It'll be the best move of all time.
It doesn't really matter because someone more powerful than me has asked. And, of course, I have said, please take my time slot, move my lineup.
Well, I'll send him a welcome mat, too. Thanks so much for taking the time to put me on at a new time. You're a good guy. What say you?
I say that you better get some ratings. I will really be in trouble because you know the station will fire me immediately.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Stay tuned for a couple of guys I don't like. Coming up.
But you are so powerful, you have pushed around the entire radio lineup to get your show back on.
Yes, sir. Take a look at these big blotchy biceps.
Oh.
I'm the strongest man of all time.
And look at me, small and frail and French. She's like back in the old time. Oh, I cannot offer up resistance. Perhaps I throw a baguette at them.
Well, I will tell you right now, this way I've figured it out. Resistance is futile. I'm the Borg. That's what I am.
Yeah.
And I am Monsieur Michael Hughes. I'm wearing my short pants and my good boy hats.
And I have put my little computer chip into your brain so that everything will go my way.
You are Bill O'Reilly.
Yes, sirree. What say you?
Hail O'Reilly is what I say and what all my French WJFK friends will say to you.
Well, that's got a nice ring to it. I appreciate that, Hail O'Reilly. He likes it.
Mon ami.
I think I might change that. All right, maybe I'll change that for my slogan. From Who's Looking Out for You to Hail O'Reilly.
That is brilliant.
Thanks so much, powerful man. TV, radio, books, speaking engagements, conventions, you name it, the lot. I'll have the lot in a big bucket with eggs on top.
And please, no, we have forgot all about your phone sex.
Ah, yes, of course, that went away because I'm the most powerful man of all time.
Please.
That's how it went, whisk, 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 under the
carpet. Welcome to Paris. It's the city of lights. I have always thought it belonged in Germany. Please, take our city, and you take the midday slot.
And for all those DJs down at WJFK in Washington, D.C., continue.
They all stink compared to you, Bill.
Well, they'll continue to whine. And there's nothing I can do about it, so I say to them, what say you? There you are.
I say everything revolves around you, Bill O'Reilly.
You've got the right idea, mon frère. Bonjour, monsieur.
They tell me to jump, and I say, how high?
I like that attitude. You're going to go far. Fantastic.
Mon ami.
We're going to send you an O'Reilly Factor t-shirt.
What a great lineup I have now configured for WJFK Radio.
Absolutely. It's going to be the best lineup of all time.
Of all time.
But I won't be doing promos. That's just another rule. I guess this ends my French boycott.
Oh, thank you, mon ami.
Yes, bonsoir.
All Frenchies, thank you.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Yeah. How are you doing anyway?
Yeah, anyway, just thought we'd get that off our chest.
How are you doing anyhow? It's the Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah.
We do some Super Bowl stuff today. And as depressed as I am about the Super Bowl, because it means the end of the football season.
You got to get that out of your mind. You have to go enjoy yourself.
I'm feeling it's going to be a really great game.
Oh, good.
And we are supposed to have, now, were those the people that were on the phone when the lights were ringing and everything?
Yeah.
Okay, the people who, pretty sure, are hammered already, joining us from Jacksonville. The bus is already there.
This is the fans, the tailgating fans.
You said.
Oh, right. Oh, I should have said bombed. I'm sorry.
Click, click, click.
There it goes. Okay, come on. I hardly ever violate that one. Sorry about that.
You know, I heard a rumor he's going to be at the Super Bowl.
Of course he is. Because he called and he said, may I go to the Super Bowl? I said, Mr. O'Reilly. How about taking Air France?
No, I don't care how I get there. Just put me on the 50-yard line.
Whatever that means, I'm from France. I do not understand the American football, but whatever you want, yes.
Oh, drink your Pinot Noir.
Joining us now from Jacksonville, we got the people from the Jack Daniel's Great American Tailgate. I think we had these guys on a couple years ago. Who is this, Greg or Mike?
This is Mike. How you doing?
Okay, Mike, hold on, please.
Mike is the team captain for the Eagles.
He's the guy that we don't want to talk to.
He is the team drinking captain for the Eagles.
And here's the team drinking captain for the Patriots. Here's Greg. Hi, Greg.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. Thank you. Now.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
See, now what you've got is a little a spirit there.
All right.
Now, you guys were on a bus from where? From the Boston area and Philly. Were you on the bus together all the way to Jacksonville?
Well, actually, we took two separate buses. We departed from Boston, Massachusetts on Monday.
Now, did the buses travel once you got to Philly? Did the buses travel in tandem?
No, they didn't. They had a separate itinerary as well as we did.
Good. Those people stink.
Yeah.
And now watch
You know what? We couldn't get that close to because we didn't want to do any bodily harm before the football.
All right. Now watch as we pretend to be nice to the Eagles guy.
Right.
Okay. Here he is.
We'll put that.
Here is Mike McClure, who is the team drinking captain for the Eagles.
Well, howdy, Mike.
On this giant bus
tour. Hey, Tom, Mike, how are you?
Down to the Super Bowl. Let's see. Now, we heard that Greg has a lot of Patriots fans by him.
Do you have some Eagles fans with you?
Yeah, we got a lot of Eagles fans right now. Yeah, that's the Patriots fans are no good anyway.
Are you guys within sight line of each other? Are you in an RV park, a camper park? Are you parked by the Super Bowl? Where are you guys right now?
We are actually in transit right now.
You're in transit, so you're going going over to the stadium or something?
They're rolling.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, are both you guys on the road right now?
Yes, we are. We're both on the road.
Well, then here's maybe something that even the most rabid Eagles and Patriots fan can agree on. Do you both agree that Jacksonville sucks?
I can't go that far.
No, I can't complain about Jacksonville.
You can't complain? Neither one of you have any complaints so far?
Not any so far. We just got here.
Now, what exactly is going to happen between you guys? It's the Jack Daniel's Great American Tailgate, the Patriot Tailgaters versus the Eagles Tailgaters.
They're going to get drunk and fight.
Are you going to fight?
No fight. We're just going to compete, and we're going to hope that the best team wins.
What is planned for the food items? What are you going to serve?
Hold on, if I could just stop you for a second. Yes. One guy said, no, there's going to be no fight. But the first guy said, if it comes to that.
If it comes to that?
Who's the guy that said if it comes to that?
I'd like to know that, too. Who is the guy that said that?
That's Mike.
That was the Eagles guy.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. All right. I am shocked.
Eagles guy. Okay. So
you're going to be like cooking what? New England food and Philly food? So there'll be like cheese steaks. Are you going to bring lobsters for the Patriots?
Well, what the New England Grill Masters, our specialty is Jack Daniel's barbecue ribs. That's what we're presenting over the weekend.
Very New Englandy.
Well, you know what? It's very New Englandy because we make the best ribs.
New England's known for their ribs.
Of course.
Kansas City is known for their lobster.
That's fantastic. So I guess the Eagles fans are going to make what, gumbo?
Actually, we did jambalaya. You know, everybody does the cheesesteak thing, so we wanted to try something.
Are you really making jambalaya?
Good, jambalaya. Our chef, Barry, mixes up his own batch of jambalaya. It's good stuff.
Mixes up his own batch.
jambalaya.
Daniel's jumping jambalaya.
Have you guys been doing any drinking?
Oh, absolutely.
A little
bit. Jack Daniel's drinking.
Ah, Jack Daniel's.
Keep getting those plugs for Jack in.
I've acquired a taste for Jack Daniel's on this trip. It's good stuff.
Listen to these guys.
How drunk? Mike, let me speak for you on behalf of the Eagles. How drunk will you get if the Eagles win, and how drunk will you get if they lose?
I will get extremely drunk if they if they win, and if they lose, I'll probably jump off the hotel roof.
Wow.
Is that a promise?
Hey, fantastic. Call us before you do that.
Yeah. And Greg, how about you?
Oh, I plan on drinking very heavily because I know we're going to win.
I believe the answer is well, Mike said if they lose, it might be a different scenario.
He might jump
off. I just hope Mike has a room, at least a pool below him, I hope.
A pool below him.
Are you guys in nice hotels or crappy hotels?
We're in a great hotel.
Really? Are you
on the beach?
Are you close to the action?
We're staying in Daytona.
Oh, you're staying at Daytona. How far is that from Jacksonville?
About 90 miles.
An hour and a half.
So no wonder.
Thank you, Jack Daniels.
No wonder it doesn't smell there. Yeah. Daytona's an entirely different animal.
All the rooms were booked in Charleston, South Carolina.
Are you allowed to drive your RVs on the beach?
Well, we haven't yet, but we're just about to start partying for the night, so you never know what happens.
The whole weekend.
The thing is, I swear to God, they are closer to, like, the Daytona 500 than they are where the Super Bowl is going to be.
Probably equidistant.
Yeah, well, there's about two hotels in Jacksonville, so that's why we're in Daytona.
And again, why is it you like Jacksonville?
I'm trying hard here. I'm sure something will come to me.
I know you like it because they're playing there.
You know what you could say? You could say, hey, Jack Daniels makes any city better.
Exactly.
Even Jacksonville.
Even Jacksonville.
Even Jacksonville.
Get it?
Jacksonville. Yeah. There you go.
I get jokes. All right, Greg, how about a prediction on the score from you and your drunk bunch of Patriots fans?
Well, the way we see it, it's going to be a close game. We're calling it in overtime with Adam Vinatieri winning it again. And we're going to say the score will be 30-27 New England.
All right, 30-27. How about you, Mike?
Mike, when you're drunk, Eagles fans?
Yeah, he's way off there. It's going to be Eagles 27-10. Okay, it's not going to be another overtime field goal game for New England. Eagles going to win it outright.
All right.
Over by the third quarter.
All right.
All right, boys.
And hey, Mike, one more question for
you. Yes.
Yeah.
Cheese with or cheese without?
What was that?
Cheese wit or cheese wit out?
Our cheese wit.
Cheese wit. Cheese wit. Okay. All right, thank you guys. These are the people who are now driving in the Jacksonville, I guess on the two-lane road that leads into Jacksonville.
Yeah, if they're not just driving around Daytona Beach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot that they're 90 miles.
A convenient 90 miles from the stadium.
90 miles away. But, you know, Daytona's a great town. There is a lot to do at Daytona.
And you can drive on
you
the beach.
You can drive your car.
Yeah, they're
on the
better
beach.
Off, really. Okay, yous have fun.
All right, dudes.
Thank you.
All right, we'll
thanks a lot. Nice talking to you.
You guys nice too.
Have
you
fun, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, goodbye.
I think when we had them on before, they were all already in a location and good and snockered.
Yeah, they seem a little uptight. But that'll be about an hour from now. They won't be.
I think they were nervous we'd discover their precious secret.
What, that they were in Daytona?
No, they're in love.
They're in love? The Eagles guy? And there was a fake crowd sound. So forbidden
they're actually
love.
On the same bus.
Use drink.
Keep the secret. My sweets.
Sitting on a park bench.
They're in love.
Eyeing little girls with bad intent.
Two team captains making one team.
Mr. O'Reilly, do you like this version of Jethro Tull?
Elevator music is the best music of all time.
What time would you like it to start on WJFK?
1 p.m., Donald.
I am Michael.
Oh, 1 p.m., Michael.
I am Michelle. I am Michelle Hughes.
Michelle, you've done a very nice job. I'm going to be sending you a Who's Looking Out for You beret.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Got a break. Listen to this. He's quite the diva. Yes, Rich Eisen.
Yes.
Graciously going to elbow a few moments for us into his busy Super Bowl schedule today.
Yes, he is very busy, and he is not in Daytona Beach.
No, he's right there. He's at the Ramada Sheraton, whatever it is that he's at.
In the middle of Jacksonville.
There he is, loving life.
Uh-huh.
And he is graciously, after being on this show now for 22 consecutive weeks,
yes,
he's graciously today got a couple of minutes to do a live phone chat with us.
Oh, that's delightful.
That is
we'll
so
look
nice.
Forward to having him on.
Right. He's very busy, Mike.
Look forward to our chat with Dick Eisen.
You beat me to it. You win again. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Don and Mike Show.
You are stupid, and they are not. The Don and Mike Show.
But he's right, absolutely.
Rich Eisen will be on 30 seconds ago, and he's brought to you by Tower Records at TowerHeart.com. No one has a bigger selection of music and movies you love than Tower.
Oh, boy. So he's busy, you say?
That's what I hear.
Very.
I mean, he's a nice enough fella, and we've liked having him on all year. Just this is, you know, this is kind of like why you have the mouthpiece for the NFL Network on your show every week.
So you can talk about the biggest game of the year.
Right. So you figure when it's time for the, you know, the big game.
Right. So
you'll have, the, you know, the mouthpiece.
You've got a guy. I heard a rumor that, at least on today's show, we were kind of arranging everything for
we did
for this one particular segment.
We moved everything around. As a matter of fact, we have a killer segment coming up involving Joe and the Apprentice.
Wow. I think you're going to love it.
That we're excited about.
You should be.
We've moved things around.
Just to make this happen. Doings down in Jacksonville where they're having the Super Bowl.
Talk to week. Dick Eisen. I'm not having a Super Bowl party. I have had them before. I've had low-key Super Bowl parties before. Mm-hmm. I've had major Super Bowl parties before. Not having one this year. What? No, what?
Nothing.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Nothing. Nothing. What? I'm moving forward. Sometimes there are glaring opportunities, and I am
good
moving
for you, Mike.
Thank
you. You know, I was just ready to go.
Way to go.
I am.
You know, what am I saying? What do I care? Take it up with the man with the beret, huh? And he's really not the one to ask about plugs for your restaurant. Mike, call Bill O'Reilly.
That's right.
Chef, Bill O'Reilly. Hello. This is Mike O'Mara.
Sometimes that's like a big wiffle ball coming in.
You had to stand there.
Hit it into the right field seats. You're not having any kind of like social activity. You love that game.
I don't own a soda joint. Mike, what do you call it? What are they used to call it?
A speakeasy.
I'm thinking of like a, where a soda jerk would work.
It's a drugstore.
Yeah, like
soda
a
fountain.
What's the name for a soda fountain? Because that's, I mean, you own a bar. I would own something that.
Right.
That would be like where you would come in and get your, the hot fudge sundae
like
that they would.
Pop's Chocolate Shop in the Archie comic.
Thank you.
Yes. You own your own Pop's Chocolate. You're not having anybody over for your Pop's Chocolate Shop?
No. You can have Moose and Dilton Doily over.
Betty and Veronica.
And what was it, Big Ethel? Was that Moose's girlfriend?
Mr. Weatherby.
No, Big Moose, or Moose, had a tiny girlfriend.
Right.
In Archie Comics.
That was the irony.
Oh, I love irony.
He was Moose, and she was very small.
The subtleties are often lost.
And I know we've discussed this before. But does anybody remember the golden age of Archie Comics when he was a superhero, when he became Super Archie?
I missed that part.
I don't remember that.
There's the phone.
I think a man who might remember it's calling in, though.
Is it? There's the phone before we get any more Archie talk.
Why don't you pick it up, Rob? Just put him on hold for a second.
But that Veronica. Wow.
That's what I think we'll do with him today.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah, it's a hot cartoon.
Mike?
Yes?
They're both hot, Betty and Veronica. Yeah. They had identical bodies.
Well, the Archies, you're talking about the comic or the TV show?
I'm talking about the comic
book.
But even
I didn't read the comics.
Oh, it was hip.
Yeah.
In its day.
Archie had the tic-tac-toe sign on his head, and it yielded Sabrina.
This is where your brain goes into, like, Einstein mode.
I don't want to stand too close to the mic. You'll hear the whirring.
What was the name of the dog? I don't know this. You remember the big, white, fluffy dog in Archie comics?
Yes, it was Jughead's dog.
Yes, it was Jughead's dog. And what did Jughead love to eat?
Well,
I mean, besides Archie.
Oh, okay.
Hamburgers.
Yeah, that's right.
Jughead could eat hamburgers, and the trick was he was so skinny that it didn't really, he had like crazy metabolism.
Again, the irony.
Just filled with irony.
All we're doing right now is just making Rich Eisen wait.
Well, we should, no. He's busy.
Okay. Here we go. Time for Rich Eisen live with the Super Bowl. Rich is brought to us by Tower Records. At Tower.com, it's your only source for music and movies. Every store staffed with experts, etc. Tower.com. Here's Rich. Hey, Rich.
How you guys doing?
From NFL Total Access.
Are you busy?
Oh, I just ran from our set here in Jacksonville, Florida, where we just taped a segment with John Lynch, Darren Woodson, and Jonathan Vilma explaining how the safeties are going to try and hit people during the Super Bowl.
Oh.
And we went over to our pool table that we have on our set here for the week.
Oh.
I don't know if you've seen that or not, but we have a pool table on our set at which the Black Widow herself, Jeanette Lee,
oh, that lady that's
playing
on all the time.
Right.
All right.
She was there playing pool with Marcellus Wiley. Then she handed me my own very Black Widow cue stick.
Wow.
And then I'm like, I've got to run and speak to Don and Mike.
Hey, Rich sounds like he's got Super Bowl fever.
You are just the king of the Super Bowl, aren't you?
I've got Super Bowl fever.
Yes, good. You do.
The only prescription is more cowbell.
Okay, we'll give him some of that. Oh, hold on one second, Rich. We'll be right back.
You're terrible.
I'm not terrible.
You're funny. You're funny.
You're terribly funny.
Yes, terribly funny. It's a goofy day.
Yeah, sure is.
It's a goofy day.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Because he'll only sit through this like one more hang. One more hang on, and he's going to figure out.
I know.
So, Rich, sorry. There's major upheaval at our radio station today.
Was there someone on the other line? Or?
Well, there's stuff with Bill O'Reilly. Are you familiar with Bill O'Reilly?
Of course.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He's
pushed his way back into the lineup.
Yeah, we're having quite a day here.
And a lot of disc jockeys around here are very crazy. It's, you know, in some ways, it's like our Super Bowl day almost, that there's so much crazy stuff happening that, you know, we almost don't have the time to talk to you, and that's ironic because you didn't almost have the time to talk to us.
It's insane.
But thankfully we're here now.
Absolutely.
Thankfully.
So are you?
That's what we should be thankful for.
What, Robbie?
His dog's name was Hot Dog.
Oh, from Archie Comics?
Yeah,
very good.
Rich, you ever read Archie Comics?
Of course.
See, Mike?
Yes, I did.
See, Mike, even Rich Eisen wrote Archie Comics.
Here I am out of the loop again.
Who do you like in the game this weekend? Have you made a pick on NFL Total Access?
No, I have not. But it'll be tough to see. It's tough to see the Eagles winning this game just because based on what the Patriots have done the last couple of weeks. But there's a lot of people down here who believe McNabb can wreak havoc with his feet. That the Patriots have never faced as mature a team as the Eagles are throughout their entire roster. That the Colts had a mature offense, but not a mature defense. That the Steelers had a mature defense, but not a mature quarterback. That the Eagles really have no weak link in that front. That the Eagles are a solidly veteran team with a bunch of hungry players who have been waiting for this moment for a really long time. And you know, Terrell Davis likens this team to his first Broncos team that was given no chance at all against the Green Bay Packers, and then we all saw what happened
in that
Super Bowl.
And more importantly, Rich, now that today's the day that most of the fans are getting there, and you've got the great unwashed everywhere in the hotel lobbies, in the convention center, how are you managing to stay above the fray?
Well, I'm managing to stay above the fray by not having any time but to stay in my set. That's about it. And also, whenever I'm off the set, I let Lincoln Kennedy run interference.
Oh, hold on.
My blocker. I'm a smart guy.
That time thing reminds me. Hold on one second, Rich. We'll be right back. Hold on. He gave us his prediction for the game.
He did.
He likes New England.
Yes.
It sounds like it. He's a good boy. He really is. He's a very talented man. Just needs a piece of reality pie.
Absolutely.
Needs a big piece of a la mode reality pie.
You want to serve it a la mode?
Well, a la mode. Maybe not a la mode, Mike.
I understand.
Maybe just naked.
I've Dan's veering in here right now.
Oh, now, don't be scared by this.
How you doing?
This is the best part of the show. Come on to BA.
This is wonderful tense moments.
See, because do you get why this is funny?
Yeah, because it made you wait.
It was not only me. How much has he inconvenienced you this week?
I don't mind. It's part of my job.
But tremendously, he's inconvenienced you, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. And you know what's funny now?
So Betty or Veronica, what did you just talk
So now what's funny is that he's just like waiting on us. He's just waiting.
Let's pick up the line.
We're driving Beth Ann more crazy than anybody else.
Yeah. That's good. Beth Ann, stay in here with us, please. Just stay with us.
But then you won't talk to him.
Okay. There you go. Okay, she put the headphones on.
I was going to do Clementine, but...
Clementine?
Just one Clementine, and I promise that we'll get him back on. And besides, we've got to let him go anyway. We do have a much more important person on the line, the apprentice guy.
Hey, Beth Ann.
Bravo. All right, I love that.
Let's go back to Rich.
All right.
Let's go back to Rich with our apologies. Rich.
Insanity.
Rich.
Hello.
Sorry. Sorry that we made you wait.
What's going on?
We are, like I said, it's the whole thing at the radio station today. It's not a good time.
We will explain when it's less insane. Yeah. It's crazy.
So, is it true you guys are coming out for the Academy Awards?
Oh, no, our company nixed that, too.
They pulled the plug on that for us,
too.
Part
of
the crazy.
Yeah, overall, if you're in Los Angeles.
Overall, it's been a fantastic week for us.
But have a good time, and everybody please watch Rich Eisen on the NFL channel, NFL Network. Yes. And it's NFL Total Access.
And we have had a delightful season with you, Rich Eisen.
Yeah, you're really great. You really are great.
Likewise. You take care, guys.
Okay, thanks, Rich.
Bye, Rich.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Friends for life.
he was
good during the year.
Yeah. He was.
And
it was just this week.
That was, just a little messy.
And a little last week. Tower Records and Tower.com, that's your only source for music and movies. Every story is staffed with experts who can help you find your next favorite CD or DVD. Brand new this week at Tower Records, Joe Cocker's new CD, Heart and Soul, and the Soul and the DVD, Ray, nominated for 6 Oscars. Go to any Tower Records, Tower.com. Register to win a Baldwin M1 Artist Grand Piano used in the production of Ray. Tower Records open late every night, many till midnight. Go to Tower, shop online, Tower.com. Tower Records, everything worth hearing is here. Right. You see, he had to wait for us.
Do you think he got the message?
No.
I don't know if he did or not.
He will.
Yeah, eventually.
Just not right now.
He might be noodling that through.
Well, see, the thing is, he still had, I heard all of the people around him.
It's not going to matter one lick to him.
We could have verbally.
We did that because it was just fun for us.
We could have verbally assaulted him, and I don't think he would have had a clue.
It made us feel better. That's the important
thing. That was the goal.
Because we're little and he's big.
And he, but really, he's walking back to his set, getting people asking for his autograph. He doesn't care.
He is. And he was the greatest all year.
Yeah.
I love him. Really, he's fantastic.
He's got a terrific sense of humor, and he's a fun guy. But he sounds more wrapped up than he has in the past, too.
The last couple of weeks, he said, well, I don't know, maybe we'll have to tape something. I'm very busy.
Yeah.
I'm very busy. He says, I have a lot of things I got to cover, a lot of things I got to do.
That's right.
Meanwhile, who am I to say? But then there's old JB from Fox, mm-hmm. who just got his show canned from JFK, I guess, because Bill O'Reilly doesn't like it. But he's got plenty of time. Say, anytime, call me up.
Well, JB's not busy. He's just doing the pregame show for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Rich Eisen, who we like, and it'll get back to him.
And as JB said, it's only a 4-hour pregame show.
Hello, Jay.
4 hours of live television.
Hello, Jay. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Moose's girlfriend, I think, was Midge.
Midge.
That's right. Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. Correct. Thank you, my friend. Mike, now are you feeling like the one left out?
Yeah, I really am.
You see more and more regular men who actually read Archie comics?
You don't know. You couldn't see that person through the phone. I mean, you don't know.
Oh, okay.
He might have just been sitting there going,
Moose was the dog, the fluffy dog. I have a Super Bowl moment for you.
You do? Really?
Yes. This was funny. And we got a break for this apprentice thing, which you're going to love. Stay tuned. It involves Joe. That's all I'll say.
Cool. Right.
Joe and the people from The Apprentice last night. As it turns out, Joe Ardinger is a gigantic
Joe
Apprentice fan.
Really?
Excellent. Yeah. Who knew it? I can't stand the freaking show,
mm-hmm.
but I look at the ratings every week and I see that it gets good numbers. A lot of people watch the show.
It's a mean little show.
Joe loves The Apprentice and the McNeil Lehrer Hour.
Yeah, right. So before we get to Joe and The Apprentice losers, I'm watching the NFL Network today. And that's interesting, too. And I'm watching the press conferences because in all the years that we went to the Super Bowl, that was my big thrill that I would... It's ridiculous.
It's also where you got in trouble once, though.
More than once.
But once really in trouble.
Oh, yeah, but wow. I'm going past that. I'm going to go past the time.
Was great, though, when you walked up and said, is there anything? I'm Don Geronimo from the Don and Mike Show. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Yeah.
Up at the NFL podium.
And then when I started to take it more seriously, because I'm jerky like that, mm-hmm. who had been to the Super Bowl a couple of times, I would get the credentials and go to the press conferences with the coach and actually stand up and ask questions.
Sure.
Because I'm a jerk. Because it was on ESPN, and I would ask some dumb, what are you going to do about the 4-3? So I'm watching this today, and I'm having memories of all of us being down there goofing around.
Right.
And it's the commissioner, and he's taking questions from the crowd. Now, you don't see anybody in the crowd, but they have a microphone. And this is going to be relevant based on a name that came up on yesterday's show.
Okay.
So he's saying, I'm so-and-so from the Las Vegas Sun. I'm so-and-so from the LA Times. Then you hear, yeah, Commissioner Rudy Martsky from USA Today.
Rudy was there.
And now listen to this was the exchange. Do you have any information about talks with ABC Disney for the NFL package? And Tagliabue looks over at him and says, I'll tell you that everything that you wrote in the newspaper 2 days ago was absolutely wrong.
Oh, ooh, wow.
Ouch. Then you hear the room. It was like all of the reporters who don't look at Rudy as being a real reporter because he writes about TV and he just gets drunk and goes to the Super Bowl. They all had that nervous laughter like,
oh, Rudy got him. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a great moment.
Wow.
Great moment. And Rudy's voice was very shaky. And I estimate, it being as the time was only like 12:17, maybe only a couple of beers.
Yeah. By that time, sure.
Prior to actually
maybe
asking the question.
Maybe a little need for the hair of the dog. But after that.
The thing is, I watch this because I'm a jerk and I watch stupid TV shows. And there are serious reporters who are really busting this guy's chops. They're talking about, how come you won't allow Las Vegas to buy TV spots in the Super Bowl?
Right.
How come you're shutting down clubs in Las Vegas who are having Super Bowl parties?
Yeah.
We're building a new stadium in Indianapolis. How come you can't guarantee us a Super Bowl? All of these questions, he answers very respectfully, very planned cadence.
Right.
Rudy asks his question, and it's the one time that he's going to step out of himself and cut a guy to shreds.
Wow.
And it was poor Rudy.
Everything you wrote in your paper was wrong.
Yes.
Do you remember when
was the quote.
Do you remember when we saw Rudy, I guess it was 2 years ago at a Redskins game, and how he had declined?
Oh, no.
And I've spoken to him. I spoke to him about 6 months ago, and he's doing okay.
He's declined.
But he was shaky, and you're the one who said, did you see him twitching?
When we saw him at the Redskins game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did have the major...
The twitchies?
Oh,
well, I bet he had the twitchies after that exchange with the commissioner.
He had like the Michael J. Foxies.
Yeah.
No one cure for that.
Yeah, he kept shaking off the side.
Is it carbonated?
Yes. Sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's at the Super Bowl. Yeah. And when we come back, now the deal is, as I mentioned, Beth Ann, it's Joe, right?
Yeah.
It's Joe, and Beth Ann hates this part. Joe's going to be interviewing the people from The Apprentice with his British accent.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, because frankly, none of us watch the show.
Right.
We don't know anything about it, but it turns out Joe loves it.
Good.
Beth Ann gets these losers on. I don't care about them, but a lot of you people do watch this show.
Very nice.
And we know that a hit TV show, all you have to do is add Ardinger.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You add a pinch of Ardinger to anything. Does.
And Joe Ardinger, most of the time, he pouts like Donald Trump. Looks exactly like him.
I had no idea. I had no idea that he watched The Apprentice.
I sure like it. I don't remember much of it.
Did you hear the beginning of Ron and Fez last night?
I did.
No.
Joe made a cameo.
Really?
Oh, that's Ron and Fez.
Great.
Yeah. Well, when their show began, they come on after us. The
computer locked up.
The computers are locked up. And Joe would not give them his password. So he came all the way back to the radio station.
Wow.
It's like they called him up and said, Joe, what's your password for the computer? I'm not telling you. I'll come back. So he came back, and he had a stellar segment with Ron and Fez, in which they found out just how tough to manipulate Joe really is. I mean, because...
It was tough,
It was funny at one point, Ron said, I don't know how Don does this with you.
just get out of here.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. That's great.
But he wouldn't give him the password.
Good for him.
Over the telephone.
He said, no wonder Don hangs up on you.
Oh, that'll turn down your radio, Joe. Joe, why didn't you just give him the password over the phone?
No, I was just down in the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
You know how many times I have to change my password because I'm giving it to people around here?
Yeah, I know. What is it now?
I don't even know.
He almost got it, Mike.
Almost got it.
So, Joe, you watched The Apprentice.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, and Beth Ann tells me you tell her it's like your favorite show?
Basically, yeah.
Wow. Really? How long have you been a fag?
I've been gay since before gay was cool. I was gay before gay was cool.
That's right. Thank you, Doc Severinsen.
Much earlier than 2004.
Hey, Doctor, what bad things can happen from giving away your password to the phones?
Well, nothing really, but I get tired of these phone calls. I get them at home. I get them in the parking lot.
But if you gave them your password, then they wouldn't call you.
See, you know, my next password is just going to be password.
I've used that one.
All you have to do is, see, everything here is hooked up to Windows somehow, that you have to have a password to enter Windows, which unlocks the phone system, which is tied into the computer, which is tied into the government, which is tied into Bill O'Reilly.
To the shin bone connected to the...
Right. All right, Joe, so you're ready for this.
I am ready, Don.
Okay, we'll see you in a minute.
It'll be great.
Good day.
Goodbye.
Friday.
Goodbye,
Joe.
That will be a stellar segment.
Sure. Bye, Joe. It's coming right up, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go to Chuck in Gainesville, Virginia. Chuck, what say you?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
For you. I just have a whole issue with this Jessica situation where people need to get to the point, get to the facts, and start questioning the right people, which is her. And I think you make a very good and valid point. And what's going on in Bush's mind, I don't think any of us are going to completely know. The two people who really know what's going on with Bush would be Don and Mike. A lot of Bush.
Don and Mike, all right? I'm delirious here. Our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WJFK. How can I forget that? Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
The Don and Mike Show.
We're going to see to it that you die.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And I'm going to be in a porno movie.
Many fancy them as eccentric. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Tavares.
I need that one O'Reilly one. This is a go-to. O'Reilly right here. We're going to see to it that you die.
There you go.
That's it. That's kind of his directive for a few people.
He can do it, too. That's it. Now, Joe's here for his apprentice segment. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Okay, you don't have to break into the British voice yet.
All righty, then.
Well, because you've broken into it now.
You just said you don't have to break into it yet. Now, okay. The behind-the-scenes stuff. Well, maybe this is one of the apprentice people. That would be great.
Yeah.
Beth Ann was telling me that because we went a little late with Rich Eisen playing our game with him, mm-hmm. that the apprentice people were going to not be able to be on the show.
Oh, they had
to do a TV thing. Because there was some scheduling. What was that, Robbie?
They won't be joining us.
Oh. Don't worry. I got a backup for Joe.
Good.
But first, this is an email received by Beth Ann McBride from Rich Eisen at 3:58 p.m.
Right after his segment.
Yeah. Right after his segment. See, if I would have broken right then, we would have had these losers on from The Apprentice.
Yes.
Right. I have no discipline like that.
Now, when you say were there more than one loser?
There was one. Well, we'll ask Joe. One quit and one
got fired.
Got fired.
Right.
Yeah, well, hold on, Joe. First, this thing about Rich Eisen.
Yes.
That's funny. What, Joe?
Nothing, Don.
Joe steps towards the microphone. I'm just turning it off. No, it's on now, Joe. Oh, see, you can watch my hand. Clever boy.
I know what you're doing. Yeah. You're playing your Friday games.
Clever boy.
So you can actually turn anybody's microphone off.
Here's the email from Beth Ann McBride. To Beth Ann McBride from Rich Eisen, NFL Network.
Yeah.
3:58. Subject. What's going on?
He was hip to it.
Message. What is going on?
He was.
So Rich Eisen.
Yes.
Rich Eisen now knows. The sword cuts both ways, fellas.
And he knows, as Joe just so eloquently stated, that you're playing some Friday games.
Yeah.
It's a Friday, and that's what happens.
Mike,
people are goofy on Friday.
It's the Super Bowl Friday. Really? It's Super Bowl Friday. I'm serious. I'm kind of jacked about it.
Me
sure.
too.
I mean, it's the bad thing. It's the, hey, don't do that. It's football. Don't make that hand motion about football.
I know.
Even though it's the end, and I'm sad about that. Even though I hate the Eagles, I think it's be a goddamn good game.
I sure hope so. I will be watching it, and I hope it is a good game. I hope it's the greatest game of all time.
Well, it will be if Bill O'Reilly's there.
I sure hope so.
Hello, Mr. O'Reilly. This is Michelle Hughes.
Hello, Michelle Hughes. Make sure I got my special seats on the 50-yard line.
We are organizing the retreat out of all major French cities right now for the Third Reich, and also, would you like to be on from 1 until 3 in the middle of the day?
I would, and you better hurry up or you will die. Die.
Hold on, where's that?
We're going to see to it that you die.
That's
die.
So great.
We will be playing breaking news later in today's show.
Oh, very exciting.
And giving away a vacation. This is a great prize to South Beach, Florida.
I love South Beach.
You stay at the South Beach Marriott.
Ooh.
You get the Avis car rental for 3 days. It's a great trip from Delta.
No, that is.
And you can win from any city that we broadcast to, serviced by Delta Airlines.
That is fantastic. I mean, really, wherever you are. Yeah, we always talk about Super Bowls and good cities, bad cities. When it's in Miami,
yeah,
it's a phenomenal time.
This is from Delta Airlines. Thank Delta Vacations for all your travel needs. The restrictions apply.
Best thing about South Beach, warm. You get to eat dinner outside and watch people walk by. Well, it's the greatest people watching.
There's only one thing wrong with South Beach, Mike.
What's that?
Same thing that's wrong with DuPont Circle.
Don, let it go. Let it go. Embrace the differences.
Can't, Mike. Yeah. Not on a goofy Super Bowl Friday.
Remember the first time we were in South Beach, like having lunch or something, and we see these, you know, we're looking at these beautiful women skating by on roller skates, and then we see a guy
with a thong. Like, we must have looked like two schmucks from Wisconsin.
Yeah, because we were sitting
wearing our Hawaiian shirts with our big cigars and our big hurricane drinks, and we're sitting going, look at that guy's ass. That is the grossest thing.
It was.
I mean, both of us, Mike, and I sit there like two mooks.
And it wasn't the first one. It was like, it seemed like one after another.
You just couldn't take your eyes off.
Oh, I couldn't stop staring, Joe.
You know where else we had a moment like that?
Where's that?
When we were out on Muscle Beach. Do you remember that morning?
In Venice, yeah.
Okay, I'm an early riser.
Venice Beach.
Mike is not. We were out in California for business. Mike rents a car, a convertible.
I rent that really cool car.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of money and get one of these like expensive sports cars to rent.
So Mike's not an early person. I am. We compromise about 10 a.m. We say, Mike's going to drive this fantastic convertible down to Muscle Beach.
Right.
We're going to sit down there, have a couple Bloody Marys. We indeed had the Bloody Marys.
Yep.
But again, we were scared and shocked by what we saw and looked so out of place.
We did. I did enjoy the chainsaw juggler, though. That was big fun. And I think it might have been on that same trip that I saw the late Dana Plato out in front of like a hair salon getting her hair done.
It was.
Yeah.
And there we are with our hard shoes and black socks and our shorts and our Hawaiian shirts.
Look, are those guys gay?
Hey,
I think they're gay.
Are you guys queers?
They're gay and they look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, run for your life.
Anyway, that's the trip we're giving away today. Yeah. We'll do that in the next hour.
Cool.
So, Joe, let's see. First, let's get some of this British stuff from you, because I guess we don't have...
All right, then.
We don't have the Apprentice people on. Here's the clip from the show. Tell us your... I guess what we're asking for is your opinion on what we're hearing.
Honestly, I've been resting all day long. I don't think that it's gonna get better. I'm sorry for the team, but I'm not feeling well, so I probably should go ahead and go.
What's your analysis of that, Joe?
Well, that's when Verna felt like she was falling out a bit. She wasn't gonna make it.
Like physically?
Yeah, she laid in bed all day like a flake. And then she decided she was going to quit. And so she went to get sympathy from the rest of the group, and they said, piss off.
Okay, Joe. See, this would have been great if the losers were
around. Yeah, but now he's talking to us.
If the losers were on the telephone.
I think it's still great.
Thanks, Rob.
I do.
All right. Joe, how about this, Joe?
Rob.
Go, Joe.
Please be explaining in your British accent why you like The Apprentice.
Great question.
Yeah. I'm a bit fascinated with the Donald myself. I think he's a very successful man. I find him quite fascinating. At least he lives the lifestyle that he portrays, unlike one Bill O'Reilly.
Who told you can do a British accent?
Don did.
Don did.
Yes. And he's great. He's my protege, Mike.
Yes, I understand. That's right.
He's incredibly talented. Don't you dare. Listen,
I admire Donald Trump. He's the only person who can own a casino and go bankrupt.
He is my Pinocchio, and I am his Geppetto.
I understand. I understand. He is your ventriloquist dummy right now.
He is Kal-El.
Yes.
And I am a Jor-El.
Yes. So you're the one that encouraged him about this British accent.
I love the British accent.
British accent that I believe originates somewhere in the Mississippi Delta.
All right, Joe, here's the next...
Bayou country, you know.
The next clip. But you really watch The Apprentice, like you don't watch CSI?
No, I watch Without a Trace.
Huh. And no pun intended here, a killer CSI last night.
Yeah.
Really good. I love it when it's not always about dead people.
Yeah, it was fascinating. It was. And a lot less William Peterson than there has been before.
Well, they found a way to get William Peterson and Red together.
Yeah.
You know, when he came in and said, I'm not on the clock.
Yes, that's right. Now, is he into Red or is he into Gaptooth? Both, I think.
I think he's been both places, I know that Gaptooth drunkie really has got a crush on him.
Yes. Well, I think they both do. I think both women love him, and I think he loves both women. Gaptooth drunkie.
Well,
she had a bad episode.
She
was having a tough time of it.
Yeah. They show her with it, because, you know, she's the alkie. They show her with the beer bottle, and Grissom shows up, and he goes, what are you doing? She goes, well... just having a beer.
Can I get you something?
How about an explanation?
Good show.
Yeah.
Joe, I can't believe you didn't watch CSI. You watched this. Here's the clip from the... Oh, it's the Joe Show music.
Yay. Very good.
Joe, almost forgot about that. Here's another clip.
We understand that the situation is there's exemption, but when you give a gift to somebody, especially a gift from you, you don't expect somebody to abuse it. You gave Michael a gift with the exemption, and he severely abused that exemption.
Well, didn't he earn that gift?
What is this?
Well, now you see what happened was...
He does have an exemption.
They were in the boardroom with the Donald, and Michael was the guy who had exemption from the last challenge, and he was a bum and sat on his bum the whole time that they were doing this promotion for Nescafe.
All right.
And Danny...
Hold on a second.
If I were faced with Danny or Michael...
Why do you think he doesn't have personal integrity? These are very strong statements.
Anyone that abuses exemption and dangles it in the face of their teammates and doesn't perform, he quite possibly...
I can't stand to listen to this. How can people stand to watch this?
I have a confession to make.
What?
I watched the end of it last night.
Yeah?
And this show is without question the just nakedly rotten show. I mean, it's just, there's no... these human beings, they're all frowning. They're all scowling. It's just, they're all trying to, they will knife each other in the back for anything. But it's not like...
Well, you know, Mike, what's particular about this season is that
Joe?
One team is college. They're called book smarts. The other one is street smarts. They're all high schoolers.
Yeah.
So last night...
Good gimmick.
I'm just talking about the boardroom. When I saw the boardroom, at least on Survivor...
Well, you know, Mike, that's what makes it fascinating.
All right, Joe. So on a scale of 1 to 3 Bobbies, which is a cop... In London, Jolly William. 1 to 3, how many Bobbies do you give this episode last night?
3 Bobbies.
3 Bobbies.
And what's the scale?
1 to 3.
Want to see you get... You thought it was a perfect episode?
Yeah.
Hey, would you get his music ready?
Yeah. Because two people have...
Well, you know, Joe.
Listen.
Well, you know, Mike.
Shut up, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay, stop with the accent now. Even I know when. Shut up, Joe. Trust me. I had a backup plan.
Very good.
In case the Apprentice people didn't come through.
All right.
But you can look forward to this in a couple of weeks.
Good.
2 or 3 weeks. We'll have some more losers on, and Joe will be able to speak to them
Very
in a
good.
British accent. Today is February 4th.
Yes.
And Valentine's Day is just 10 days away.
That's right. Oh, yeah. And this is really what his true calling is.
We call this segment... Joetry. Not poetry.
Right.
Joetry. From the book, The Modern Lover, a playbook for suitors, spouses, and ringless carousers, by Phineas Mollod and Jason Taruso.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Joe, if you would just please start reading
No accent required.
All right.
Page 38. Now, for Valentine's Day, Joetry.
Right here?
On the top of the page.
Okay. Web slinging. Before the dot-com boom, internet dating consisted of cut-rate chat rooms and paltry pages populated by desperate, pockmarked masses. Cast-offs left with no place to go when the Dungeons & Dragons fantasy ended, forcing reclusive gamers to open the shades and face the dating world armed with nothing but smudged prescription glasses and a warm monster manual.
Hey, he was trying to do that dead run.
I know he was.
In contrast, today's sites are like new shopping malls, inviting forums of carnal commerce, teeming with a bright cross-section of young professionals, small-town thrill-seekers, and urban hipsters all looking to meet the same or just window shop. Previously considered beneath traditional wooers.
Where's the poetry? Hold on a second.
Yeah. Where's the punctuation?
Give me a second.
That's what I want to know.
Joe's got a lot of caffeine.
Hold on a second. Beth Ann? Would you come in here, please?
Did Beth Ann select this book?
Yeah, she said there's good poetry in here.
Joetry.
Maybe I just picked the wrong...
Poetry, by the way.
Oh, you didn't say poetry? What'd you say?
Well, I said good stuff.
Good stuff.
Ah, well, that's different.
Okay. Well, show me where the good stuff is.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
We're all in here. Hey! Isn't that nice?
That's the page you had selected.
I know. Let's start with logging on.
Oh, okay. Go a paragraph down.
Hey, Joe. Try to read the punctuation.
Traditional now, methods...
Oh, Joetry.
And now, this is called logging on. Traditional methods of finding romance, friendly referrals, chats in bars, winks and smiles at the modern art gallery...
He's looking at the
...remain
comma.
The most reliable, comma, but web slinging is a fast, comma, electronic supplement, period. As long as you don't become compulsive inbox checker with 10 screen names and 4 different online subscriptions, it's worthwhile for the pure entertainment value of contacting strangers and getting your groin out there. An active nightlife is commendable, but without yogi-like bilocation techniques, you can't be in two places at once, working in the office and flirting in public. A posted profile sells your sex around the clock.
A posted.
Moreover, some sites specialize further narrowing the field. Jewish only, JDate.com. Gym rats with hard bodies, fitnesssingles.com. Swingers and the Randy set, adultfriendfinder.com. Or friends of friends, intraspecies dating, friendster.com.
Yes, Joe.
After you plug in your wish list and dating criteria, search results spit out matches. It's like scanning a room of 1,000 and pinpointing the 10 who share your favorite
offer. Thank you. There you go. That's what we want.
Wait, chronic colrophobia, fear of clowns.
Just Joe reading. That's the best. When Joe reads without trying to read good.
Sure.
Expect some duds.
But you know
but
what?
A few internet pen pals.
I really
pals,
do think that
dates,
we need a poetry.
That's what I thought it was. I thought it was a
month.
I thought it was a book of
your most furious period of serious.
Shut up, Joe.
Joe.
Shut up, Joe.
I was just doing the background.
Hold on. Yeah, where's the poetry?
Really good English poetry.
Hello?
Where's your love poetry at?
I never said poetry. I never said love poetry, and I can't help what you hear.
I have written down here Joetry, which is a great name.
It is a great name.
Joe, do you
never said poetry.
Joe, do you know any verse by heart?
No.
I shot an arrow into the air. Where it came down, I do not care.
you could just
short,
look up.
Fat, skinny, tall, loved a few. Come on.
What?
Yeah. The little poem?
Well, he left out a specific word there.
Thankfully.
Okay.
That was nice.
What about, come on, what's a famous love?
Well, you could go right on the internet and blast out
I'm doing that right now.
And print out just a very nice poem. And
trees, but
love I know. How about Shakespeare?
Just put love poem.
Love poem?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or love train.
Has Buzz beat me to the love poem?
No, not yet. But
British love poem.
Certainly brings some.
Buzz has not even turned on his computer yet. And darling, my says it's disconnected from the server. Would I like to reconnect?
Yes.
Yes.
Will I reconnect? Only if Bill O'Reilly allows it.
Of course, of all time.
All right, Joe. Well, I guess you're dismissed. Yeah, the apprentice thing didn't happen. That's not poetry. That's, like, I guess, give me that book for a second.
The Modern Lover is what it's called.
Yeah.
I will bring some love poems for Joe next week, for Monday, next week, if you like.
This is one of Beth Ann's.
From your personal collection, Buzz?
Oh, yeah.
I have one.
Maybe Buzz.
You have one?
Bring it in, then.
Okay.
So I'm looking at this. Look at this. But this must be, like, Beth Ann's personal book.
Yes, the modern lover. Well, she's the modern lover.
it's about how to kiss, like soul kiss.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it have the method of modern love?
No, but I love that by Hall & Oates. And don't tell me that their videos are dated.
No.
Because Private Eyes is perhaps the most influential video of all time.
Watching you.
Of all time.
Private Eyes.
Private Eyes.
I like Private Eyes, I like Hall & Oates, and I like it all.
We're going to see to it that you die.
You die.
Hello, Mr. O'Reilly.
Hello there, Mr. Michelle Hughes.
I've got a good one for you.
This is Michelle Hughes.
Oh, Buzz has a poem. Buzz has a poem for Joe.
Verse.
Some bring verse it over. Okay. Joe. And I love the competitions between staff members. Winner.
Advantage Buzz.
Buzz. Once again.
No pre-reading.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
Man beats woman. Go, Joe.
I would have won.
You lost.
No, I got a fucky printer.
You lost. You lost.
Perhaps we have two different poems. He'll have two to choose from.
She doesn't even have one, Buzz. Look at that. Hey, Beth Ann.
That is tragic.
Beth Ann?
Yeah?
Why don't women need watches? Because there's a clock on the oven.
Yeah.
There's a clock on the oven.
Now, Joe, you were pre-reading that. That's cheating.
No. I just read the title.
Lay it on us, Joe. Go.
If I knew. What?
If I knew. Joetry.
It's Joetry. If I knew how to write a song, I'd write one every day.
Just read it.
I'm in love with you.
Don't
and
pretend.
And why I feel this way.
Just read. Just
no
read.
Emoting?
Yes. Emotionless.
It would have to say you're pretty and as rare as a desert rose. It would say you are a looker from your head down to your toes. You are funny, dainty, fragile, and as feminine as can be.
Now, come on. Now you're being pretend-dumb.
No, I'm not. Never pretend.
Be careful of what you deny.
Continue then. If you're not being pretend-dumb, continue.
You're smart, charming, lovely, and everything to me. You're my comfort when I'm lonely. You're my peace when I need rest. Of all the women I've known, I must rate you the best.
All right, now read it a little British.
You're the orchard in the jungle. You're the better half of me. You're all this and so much more.
Okay.
You mean the world to me.
Thanks, Joe.
Still so much is left unsaid. Okay. It would take me far too long.
Thank you, Joe.
I know how much
get
I
out,
love
Joe.
You, Tracy, baby.
Joe, get out.
If only
get
I
out,
could
Joe.
Write a song.
Oh, he was just doing a little freelancing there. Get out of here, Joe.
I think we ought to get Peace Corps credit for that.
Thank you, Joe. Get out of here, please.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe.
But you liked The Apprentice last night.
He's coming
yes,
back.
Yes, I did. I'm going to go give this to Tracy.
All right. Very nice.
Is that still your password?
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
What's your password?
It used to be Tracy. You said you changed it.
Yeah, it was. It was Tracy at one time.
At one time.
You want anybody just wants to, it's with an I, right? Not with a Y.
Right.
You want to write down your password for Don?
I might need it.
No, you'll never need it. You never touch the computers.
I can guess his password.
Really?
Beyonce.
No. Close.
Really?
Beyonce.
No.
Beyonce.
He's highly protective of his password.
Farm. I'm going to change it to password.
Farm.
I'm going to change it to assword.
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 Get out.
Clever.
Get out. Bye-bye.
See you later. See you later, ass screener.
Hey! That's a promotion.
He's great.
He is great, especially when he uses his British accent.
But he's not as great as Rob Spiewak, who tomorrow will be making a rare public appearance.
Oh, I'm excited already.
This is a highly coveted gig. We were all fighting over this one.
Rob snatched it.
Tomorrow from 1 to 3, Rob will be at Blockbuster Video in Fairfax, Virginia.
Please come out and join me.
Right next to the Super H Mart. You know what that is? Weird, like, Vietnamese grocery store.
Yeah, I might, sneak away and buy some bok choy.
Yeah.
But I'd love to have someone come by and shake a hand and have a word.
You know, Rob didn't say, I'd like to have everybody.
Yeah.
I'd like to have someone.
Someone come by.
One person
he can handle.
But it really is going to be fun because there's a celebration.
Shut up.
A celebration of the end of late fees.
If you would like, if you'd like to see a man that hasn't shaved in a while.
Yes, come, I'll let you touch my beard.
Rob Spiewak out representing. That's at Blockbuster in Fairfax tomorrow, right next to the Super. super excellent, terrific, happy, super H Mart.
I've got some new songs and some new jokes, oh, and it's going to be fun. And of course, we'll close with the old soft shoe.
If you haven't seen Rob's show, this is your chance.
Come on out. Come on out and rent a film.
They give you any free candy when you do those?
How's that?
We will be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Please lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Garn, they've done something even more difficult. They wrote a book, Don and Mike.
Yeah. www.donandmikewebsite.com.
Paul, do I have a suggestion for you this weekend?
Yes.
Pick up a fine souvenir in our store.
Check out all the porno links.
It's incredible stuff.
Check out all the gay links.
Wow.
Good stuff. Check out all the explicit links.
Just, you know, we can link you to anything you want.
Yeah. Bestiality.
Wonderful.
Stat stuff. We're all over it.
We're there.
DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yeah, we can even find your bride.
Your one-stop shop for all that is exotic.
Yeah, if you're looking for real exotic fun, you know, exotic erotic fun, go to the store when you get on DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Links to Freaks of Nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get your Don and Mike nipple clamps.
Sure. Buy a product, you'll never believe how far you can go.
So, there are two celebrity deaths, which I have not brought up today. The only person I called with the death of Ozzie Davis was Rob.
Thank you.
Because as great as Ozzie Davis was...
Yes.
You know, I don't think he's going to fill out the trifecta with Carson.
Oh, no.
And the Pope.
And the Pope, who we've already got penciled in in the second spot with Carson.
But I do eagerly await the Leno tribute tonight.
The Leno tribute for the Pope?
No, to Ozzie Davis.
Oh, Ozzie Davis.
However, there's another celebrity death.
Isn't Ozzie Davis the actor that does the scene with Chris Rock?
Yes, that's right.
When he's asking,
how much? Just put it in my hand for 50 cents.
How much for a real?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so he's dead, and so is this man.
Hughes-tastic.
Oh, no.
The Don and Mike Show.
I wish.
Really?
That would have been breaking news, wouldn't it?
Oh, dear.
No, I played the wrong button. That guy's career is dead.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But this guy is dead.
Greg, what is the worst fraternity on this campus?
That's right.
That would be hard to say, sir.
Dean Wormer.
They're each outstanding in their own way. And
cut the horseshit, son. I got their disciplinary files right here. Who dumped a whole truckload of fizzies into the swim meet? The school cadavers to the alumni dinner. Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear. Every spring, the toilets... explode.
You're talking about Delta, sir.
Of course I'm talking about Delta, you twerp. This year is going to be different. This year we're going to grab the bull by the balls and kick those punks off campus.
He's dead now.
What do you intend to do, sir? Delta's already on probation.
They are?
Yes, sir.
Well.
Oh. Then, as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Yes, that's right.
That's right. You know, I would imagine for an actor, if you can come up with one role like that.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell, right? Everybody remembers Dean Wormer.
Here's the best Dean Wormer of all.
Two dazzling urbanites.
Yes.
Sorry.
You gentlemen seen your midterm grades yet?
Oh, this is...
Oh, they're not posted yet, sir.
I've seen them.
Too good.
Mr. Kroger. Two C's, two D's, and an F. That's a 1.2 grade average. Yeah. Congratulations, Kroger. You're at the top of the Delta Pledge class.
Yeah.
Mr. Blutharsky.
Mr. Dorfman.
That's what we're waiting for.
Hello.
0.2. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. Mr. Hoover. President of Delta House, 1.6, four C's and an F. A fine example you set. Daniel Simpson Day.
D-Day.
Has no grade point
at D-Day, right.
All courses incomplete.
Mr. Blutarsky?
What Mr. Blutarsky.
He's staring at
him. Oh, that's right, right, that's right, sorry.
0.0.
He looks...
All right.
Now I want you to tell Mrs. Stratton and Mr. Schoenstein exactly what I'm about to tell you now.
What's that, sir?
You're out. Finished. At Faber expelled. I want you off this campus at 9 o'clock Monday morning.
Anyway, that's Dean Wormbrow.
You know, his scenes are... You don't realize, you know, how integral he is to that film.
His name is John Vernon. I remember him not only for Animal House, he was also featured in that great, awful movie, Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
As the town sheriff.
Yeah.
And he gets taken over by the killer clowns.
And he was in a bunch of movies after that where he would always play an authority figure who always would be depanced or like would be drugged behind a car.
But the definitive role, of course, would be Dean Wormer.
I didn't know he was the voice of Big Brother in the movie 1984.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Way back when?
That makes sense.
Respected actor.
Wow.
He will be missed.
I thought that was an album.
No, man.
By Van Halen.
No,
it had Jump. It was like the most esoteric Van Halen album ever.
Big Brother.
So he's dead, and if you want to play by the rules, the triangle would be Carson, Ozzie Davis, and Dean Wormer, but you can't.
Yeah,
because
no, you can't
the second spot is saved for the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be not only a big death trifecta, but a smaller death trifecta.
The death trifecta with Ozzie Davis and Dean Wormer.
We've also lost German boxer Max Schnelling as well, so I would put him with Ossie Davis.
No! You mean Max Schnelling?
Max Schnelling.
Is it Max Schnelling?
Yeah. Hi, this is Max Schnelling. Oh, you know what I thought is fantastic? I've not mentioned this already.
The guy that lost to Joe Louis, right?
Right, yeah.
The Eagles have a trainer, a guy who talks about Terrell Owens all the time.
Right.
His last name is Burkhalter.
Burkhalter.
It's like... What we are trying to do is to fix Terrell's ankle so he can get back out on the field. Every time that guy's on TV, he's got his name on it. It's the same as the guy on Hogan's Heroes.
I'm General Burkhalter. I will make sure that the Eagles will have a fine game.
Now, here's some Super Bowl news for you. Fox, maybe you've heard about this. They're a good network for football because they do everything great. But this is dumb. They have got new cameras for this game.
Mm-hmm.
Cameras that are the size of pencil erasers.
Okay.
They're going to take them and put them in the corners of the end zone. They are called tiny turf cams.
Tiny turf cams?
That's what they're calling them. Now, I can't imagine they're going to be in the end zone, and the only part of them that's going to be exposed would be like the eraser on the end of a pencil.
All right. All right.
Very good chance that the only shots that we're going to see from the tiny turf cam will be when a player steps on one of them. But this is the new innovation that Fox is bringing out this year.
I don't know if anything can top those cameras they have on the cables where you basically are on top of the play.
Those are great.
Oh, they will have it not only in the end zones, they're going to have them on both 20-yard lines and on the 3-yard lines. They think... Now, listen to this. Fox research has shown that people want to see more detail on snaps on extra points.
Really?
I can't believe that.
Fox research?
Yes, that's why they came up with the tiny turf cam.
Extra points?
Yes.
Like, go to the refrigerator.
Right.
This is the biggest development since CBS iVision, which, as you recall, was used exclusively during Aerosmith.
Let's not sell David Letterman short with the monkey cam.
Yeah, now, that was what started everything.
Yeah, that would be good.
And about the Super Bowl, the spots, you know, they cost a lot.
Yeah.
An average spot is $80,000 a second. That's $2.4 million for a 30-second spot. The most remembered ad for the Super Bowl last year was for the Schick Quattro Razor.
I always ask people to watch Super Bowl commercials, and every person that's advertising in the Super Bowl, call their management and ask them to charge lower prices.
Yes.
Because they can afford to drop their prices.
Well, listen to this. The ad that most people remembered from last year's Super Bowl was for the Schick Quattro Razor.
Mm-hmm.
They asked people, what did you remember? They said, oh, the ad for Gillette.
Right.
It's the wrong thing.
Schick, and it's Gillette. And advertisers, your dollars go further on radio.
And also you have War of the Worlds. That will get a lot of the movie.
Tom Cruise.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And they're going to have the Batman commercial will be on during the Super Bowl.
There's another Batman coming?
Yes, there is.
Is that the one with
with Patrick Bateman.
Patrick Bateman. Yeah, Christian Bale?
Christian Bale. News about Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, good.
First off, this dope... Oh, hold on. Here's another Dean Wormer sighting. Chris.
Yes, he was on also on I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. He was the bad guy. He was the only white guy in the movie.
Perfect.
All right, thank you, Chris.
See ya.
And see you later.
Knowledge is good.
First off, Ashton Kutcher is going to be the guy this year at the Daytona 500 that says, gentlemen, start your engines.
So they're letting a boy do it this year?
I hope that someone runs him over.
A mere boy.
They're having a little boy start the engine?
Unrelated to that, you know what this Kabbalah crap is, the made-up religion of Madonna?
Madonna's religion.
Jewish mysticism.
Well,
yes.
Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore are also big believers in Kabbalah. They are now going after the Red Bull market with the Kabbalah energy drink. This is not a joke. It will be Kabbalah water, which is holy water. It will be caffeinated, and it will have vitamins and nutrients. And Madonna, Demi Moore, and Ashton Kutcher are marketing this now. You will see it by this summer, the Kabbalah energy drink.
God.
I know.
Well, are they gonna start marketing it before or after their spaceship takes off for the planet Psycho?
The problem here is not only that they've announced this, but that they have major beverage companies that are now battling with each other to see who's going to be able to bring this to our shelves fastest.
Is Madonna going to use another accent when she does the commercial?
Her accent is very much like Joe's British accent.
Absolutely.
And also wanted to mention this. I love this. I love Friday because I get to mention all the crap from the whole week. I didn't mention this when Bush did the State of the Union speech. There's a woman in Baghdad who named her child Election.
But is she the only way that wouldn't work is if she was a Chinese immigrant in Iraq.
I get erectile jokes.
Of course.
The word in Iraqi, though, is inked a habit. I'm sure it's inked a habit.
Ragged and rolls and reason has it.
Inked a habit. But anyway, we called her Election because of the outstanding day, and then Bush went over there and got his or Bush sent a representative had a picture taken with the woman.
First baby Election.
Hello, Don. This is the Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don.
Yeah, hey, I'm hoping they activate the tiny turf cams underneath the cheerleaders so we can watch those pantyless cheerleader fly.
Don't you have some quarters to drop at the mall?
Thank you, my friend.
Please use them all.
All right, hold on. I guess I'll wait on this, and I'll wait on this. I won't wait on this.
Okay.
Two good feel-goods. Okay. And the first one I'll dedicate. Man, he's getting a lot of airtime today.
Very good.
I'm going to dedicate the first one to Joe.
Yes.
This comes from Texas, from Houston, Texas. Man is accused of killing his mom.
Uh-oh.
He got mad at his mama. Charged with murder. This past weekend, he killed his 50-year-old mom, Gloria Kenison, in the home that they shared. There's a sign right there. He's a man, 24, still living with his mom. He beat his mom over the head with a crowbar, then put a trash bag over her head.
Wow.
Why did he attack the woman?
Why?
She found his pot. She flushed it down the toilet.
Oh, boy. The penalty is death.
Murder. The anti-parent.
And hold on, Buzz, before you make your gags.
Okay.
What would happen if Buzz and Marcia had children?
Okay.
What if Buzz and Marcia were not barren?
Sure.
What if Buzz and Marcia had real children and not cats?
Right. Dream on.
This comes from Ferndale, Michigan, which is close to Detroit, I believe. This past Tuesday, there was a woman named Sheila Black arrested for going to her son's high school after he called her and begged her to bring him his heroin.
Oh, dear.
So he calls and he says, listen, Mom, I'm really in a bad place. I need my fix.
Yeah, this is after you were saying all that nice stuff about heroin
the
other day.
Not
everybody can handle
it. Now, hold on. it's even better than you think. It's not like he said, go into my sock drawer and get my heroin.
Right.
He said, Mom, I need some. She says, I don't know where to get it for. You know, she doesn't tell the kid, step off.
He wants the mother to go buy it?
Yeah. Now, she says, I don't know where to get it. He says, what you want to do is go downtown, and he gives her the address and says, bring $200. So the crazy mom, Marcia, goes
to get her son's horse,
goes to downtown Detroit, buys 50 grams of heroin,
right.
Also gets a nice syringe and drives to the kid's school.
What's a good mom?
She is in the bathroom. Hold on, let me see. The police, one of the kids in school, hears the kid calling his mom and tells the principal. The principal doesn't, what'd you say, rat?
Yeah.
The principal doesn't believe this at first until the mom shows up at school.
Principal Warmer.
Coming through. That's right.
Walking out on this one, mister. You're finished. No more Delta.
No more Delta.
You bought it this time, Buster.
So she goes to the school. She breaks through. I mean, she walks through the front door.
Right.
They know that she's crazy. She goes to the bathroom. She takes one of the 10 packs of heroin and cooks it up. She's got a little butane. She cooks it up in a spoon, then she draws the liquid into the syringe.
Unbelievable.
Then she goes to the kid's classroom and knocks on the door and asks for Johnny Heroin to please be let out for a second.
Unreal.
Because there's an emergency while this is going on. Somebody calls the cops.
Because she doesn't want her poor little angel to go through withdrawal in school.
And that's what I've got for you, Buzz.
Wow.
There you go.
Those are great stories.
Not so funny when the shoe's on the other foot, is it, huh?
No.
It's funny when it's about Joe.
I think there's a lesson in there for all
of us. Not funny when it's about Buzz and Marcia.
No. Man. Mom always saved the last syringe of heroin.
And Mama, I owe you.
I owe you, Mom.
Mama, I owe you.
Thank you, Mama. I feel sleepy.
All right, that's all the leftover stuff from the week. Now, it's the music that means that one of our favorite games is coming back. Yeah, 60s. No? Well, yes.
Yeah, that's
it. It's a game that we call Breaking News. Now, we're going to be giving away the flyaway here to South Beach, Florida.
Ooh.
You can play this game from anywhere in America if your city is served by Delta Airlines. A pair of round-trip tickets on Delta Airlines to Miami. You get 3 nights at the South Beach Marriott. You get the Avis rental car for 3 days, courtesy of Delta Airlines. Thank Delta Vacations for all your travel needs. Restrictions apply. This is really, no kidding, a great prize. The game, the theme, I know you're singing the words right now.
Rob is truly doing the choreography in the back.
Breaking news. It's fun to break stuff on breaking news.
How does breaking news work?
Breaking news. We've done this before. Just call us up and break stuff.
Oh, that's right.
We had a woman one time, I think the record was 25 plates in a row.
They all sounded good. And it's another one of those subjective contests.
That's right.
We've got to enjoy the sound of what you're breaking.
It might be something big, might be something small. It's got to sound great.
Don't ignore light bulbs, friends. Don't ignore them.
Nice popping break.
Yeah. And although we're not members of the NRA, you are, and you've got a license, we have allowed gunfire on the show before.
Yes, we have.
If there's something you really want to break up real good.
Want to shoot something.
Look at the phones go crazy right now. 877-365-3636 is the number. The name of the game, Breaking News. Got this a long theme.
Yeah, it's fine.
Got 30 seconds left. Buzz, what are you planning for the Super Bowl?
Nothing. I mean, I won't be watching the Super Bowl.
Really?
I'll be working on my taxes.
Now, that's the truth, right?
That is the truth.
Do you do your taxes every Super Bowl Sunday?
Usually about this time of year, yeah. All right.
Thank you, Buzz, for helping me fill the time. I'll tell you that Breaking News is a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production. You can call now on the toll-free line. The best break that we get gets the trip to Florida. I did all that and the goddamn thing fades out?
Yeah, it's a fade out.
I'll speak to the engineers.
Man, I tell you, he wants me to go get my heroin.
That's a bad theme.
That's a great theme.
No,
I love that theme.
That's a bad theme.
It's swinging.
It's a good theme.
No, let me try this one. Well, this wouldn't work for... What is this?
Beat the clock. That's a different game.
Who knew that this was a theme?
My favorite game.
That's bad. I don't like that one.
Yeah. No.
Do we have another one on there?
This is like a psycho game show, right?
Yeah. Frantic.
Hey, now it's picking up.
Yeah.
Too brassy.
You don't like that one?
No.
Too pitchy?
Yeah, I got to have something better in there.
Go to...
I like the first one.
Go to number nine.
Nine?
Number nine?
Number nine. I've never heard of a game show called Monopoly.
Let's see what it says.
Shut up.
Terrible.
Go to 14, Break the Bank.
Well, that would almost be like the same game. Break, you know.
Okay, I get it. Okay. Yeah. Or do you like this one?
Not as
Breaking
much as the first one.
Breaking
yeah.
news.
I agree.
Well, what?
I like this one.
All right, hold on.
By my friend.
What is it?
Alan Thicke wrote this.
The Diamond Head Game?
Yeah.
Get out of here. What,
Breaking
Joe?
News. Perhaps we could explain the game to the people who called in just to win something, what it's all about. Because I haven't gotten one call. Well, only one caller knows what the game
okay.
is about.
The game is, we're focusing too much on the theme. The game is called Breaking News.
Right.
You at home break stuff, and we hear it break, and the break that we like the best
wins
something.
Bingo.
You can start with stuff like mirrors. Mm-hmm. That's great. Screw mm-hmm. the bad luck.
Sure.
You can throw something in your dryer if you want, you know, and break it.
Sure.
You could.
You could actually go to the second floor. You put the phone down on the bottom and throw something out the window.
You could do that. We've had people throw bowling balls before.
Televisions.
Yes. Television. Guns. I hate bringing up guns.
Yeah, but you've done it twice now. You're looking for gunplay, aren't you?
I am, Mike.
Yes.
On this edition of Breaking News.
You know what I'd like to hear, Don? I don't think anybody's ever broken the top of a toilet tank on the show before. That's a nice porcelain crashing sound, I think, on the pavement.
I know this one, though. Da-da-da-da.
Is this the $25,000 pyramid?
Pyramid. Partial credit, it's the $10,000 pyramid.
$25,000
is the same melody.
Just pyramid.
Naked Pyramid.
Right.
Lindy Pyramid. All right, the game is Breaking News.
Very exciting.
I believe we've explained it. We'll give away the Delta Flyaway to South Beach when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Caucasian, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
This message brought to you by the new manager of WJFK, Bill O'Reilly.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Thanks for those kind words.
Thank you very much.
He's great.
We covered it earlier in the show. If you missed it, well,
you missed it.
You got to listen to the whole show.
It is what it is.
So go to the DonandMikeWebsite.com and go to the Daily Recap. Now, we found the theme.
That's it. That's the right theme.
It's time for Breaking News. Giving away the trip courtesy of Delta Airlines to South Beach. This is really not like our usual half-ass stuff we do.
No.
I mean, where you get down there, and sure, you're there.
Yeah,
and
you're on your own.
And then somebody steals your luggage.
Right.
And you end up calling the station.
And then you're sold into slavery.
But not this time, Mike.
No, this is going to be the real deal.
Okay. Round trip era, Delta. 3 nights at the South Beach Marriott. You get the Avis rental car. And all you have to do is break stuff.
Break stuff!
That is cool. Breaking news. Now, we've got a lot of decent ones and a lot of crappy ones.
Mm.
At least looking at who's on and what's doing.
Now, we're going to go until we get one that we really like, right?
That's right. And if it's the first one, that's great. Here is Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey.
Hi. Where are you from?
Spokane.
What is it you will be breaking today?
Oh, I got a half rack of beer here.
Wait, hold on. You have a what?
12-pack of beer.
12-pack of beer in bottles.
Yeah, they're bottles. They're empty, though, because I didn't figure it'd make enough noise with the beer in it.
Well, I mean, it's something.
Yeah, probably,
I mean, it is
right?
something. It's not the greatest, but if they're empty, probably they might even make more noise.
What kind of beer was it?
But
what, are you going to mourn it?
Yeah,
I'm going to drink it after we're done here.
You said it was empty.
Hello?
Hello, idiot? Hello.
Jeff?
Yeah, what?
All right, go ahead. Break them.
Okay.
Here we go. Breaking news. What the hell is this?
It's the sound of bottles bouncing on something.
Gently tumbling.
Yes.
It's the sound of a Budweiser drink.
And he's going to drink the empty bottles after he's done. I don't understand.
Maybe he poured it into a bowl.
Hey, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm still here. Go ahead.
Yeah, pound sand.
All right.
Great bye-bye. Taste of beer belongs in a bottle.
Let's go to
Kurt Schenkel.
Another guy.
Kurt Schenkel.
Named right. Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Mike and Don.
Yes, we are. Hi there, Jeff.
Hi. I'm going to break windows in my wife's car.
And for the finale, I'll shoot their windshield out with a shotgun.
I do not believe you.
Yeah, I don't believe you at all.
Why not?
Because you're lying.
Well, listen to this. You hear that?
Yeah, well, you're breaking something, but how are we to know you're breaking your wife's car windows?
And then why would you do that?
To win the trip.
Yeah, but...
No, wait a minute. I mean, but why? I mean, is it a new car?
No, it's an older car.
It's an older car. Does your wife...
You know what's breaking
this?
In here is
what?
The studio. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard something.
What bell?
You break.
Half the wall just collapsed over here. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, but somebody, you can get the soda in the board. That's
I'll
good.
Just,
somebody
just,
plug in a lamp?
Everything just fell on the side of the room.
And was that the sound of you shooting out a window?
No, that was... That was me busting out the passenger side window.
With what?
What did you use to break out the window?
The hitch off the back of my truck.
That would do it.
All right.
That would do it.
Do another one. Well, what type of car is this that you're doing this to?
It's an 88 Caddy.
An 88 Caddy. And your wife has condoned this?
Well, she doesn't really know about it right now.
Yeah. Is this a car that she's currently driving?
No, this guy...
Well, she hasn't drove for a little while.
See, this guy, I don't doubt he might be breaking windows in a car, but you're at a junkyard or something like that.
No, I live on a farm. We got this car sitting here that we've...
All right,
so still got the same effect.
But hold on, you're...
Yeah, it's the same effect, but tell the truth.
But you're lying about it. You're making it sound like it's a car your wife's got in the garage.
You're breaking the windows out on a junker that's like in the backyard.
Your white trash, it's either in the front or backyard, probably on blocks.
On the porch.
Yes.
Well, actually, I've been thinking about you running it as a derby car, in a demo derby.
Uh-huh. In the demo derby.
All right, well then, you know, listen, just be honest about it, dude.
Right.
I mean...
You just say you're breaking out windows in a car and you're going to shoot one with a shotgun.
Yeah.
All right, well then let's do that. Go ahead.
Proceed.
All righty. Did you hear that first one?
Yeah, we did.
Do
the other one.
All righty. Here we go.
All righty, whatnot.
That was
good. Yeah, that was the back window.
Now get out the shotgun.
Oh, yeah. We're bored with this now.
All right.
Just bring out the artillery.
Okay. And whenever, here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
For God's sakes, be careful.
For God's sakes, turn around.
Or not.
All righty.
Okay, go. Fire in the hole.
Did you hear that one?
Was that a cap gun?
That was a 12-gauge.
Really? It didn't sound that loud.
Real gun.
Well, let me lay the phone down.
All right, do that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Lay the phone down and take it.
Hey, how many shells do you have?
Well, I got several boxes of them.
Why don't you lay just about half a dozen shells into the car?
Under the car or into the car?
Into the car.
You're not one of those,
okay.
You're not one of those,
shoot the car.
You're not one of those militia guys, are you?
No.
It says Illinois. Where are you calling from?
Roseville, Illinois. I listen on Burlington Station.
All right.
I think it's a great idea if you kind of put the phone off to the side and then shoot the car with the shotgun. Just blast the hell out of the car.
Aim at the gas tank.
All right, here
like
we
in
go.
The movies.
Watch out for ricochet.
You ever see the movie The Jackal?
Yeah.
With Bruce Willis and Jack Black?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Are you going to set the phone down?
What?
It's always the phones that are like this.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do.
Here we go. Here we go. You're listening to Breaking News.
He's moved into the finals, hasn't he?
I got to hear like four or five shots in a row.
You have to reload after two?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
two. If it's a standard double-barrel shotgun.
This is good. I like it.
I'm enjoying this.
Keep going, dude.
We are loving this. This is fantastic.
I got to reload the shotgun.
Okay.
There.
Yeah, listen, here's the deal. Reload and fire as fast and safely. Don't worry about the safety part.
Yeah.
But as fast as you possibly can.
Okay. Well, it holds three shells. I got to reload every three shells.
Every three shells, but just to try to reload quickly.
Okay.
All right. And put the phone, you know, far away so we can just, like, hear the sound of the shotgun.
And what part of the car are you shooting at?
He's gone. Laid down the phone to reload.
Let's listen.
Reload.
Let's listen. That's pretty good.
Now you gotta reload.
Right.
Gotta reload.
Not technically breaking anything, but a great sound, nevertheless.
Well, he's breaking the car.
Yes.
It's amusing.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, you're all right.
You're in, as they would say on American Idol, you're going to Hollywood. Hold on. You're in the finals.
You're a finalist.
Hold on a second.
All right.
We'll come back to you. Now he set the bar pretty high.
Yes, absolutely.
Here's our next contestant from Buffalo. Here's Hooter.
Hooter?
Hi, Hooter.
Hey, Hooter, are you there?
I'm here. What's going on?
Hooter, what are you going to be breaking on? Breaking
news.
I got
one better than a case of booze.
Yes?
I'm going to do a case of Crown Royal down a flight of stairs.
A case of Crown Royal.
Empty Crown Royal?
Full Crown Royal. I'm at work right now. My boss doesn't know about it, so that's the best part about it. I'm ready when you are.
How much is in a case of Crown Royal? How many bottles?
Six bottles.
12. Dozen.
12, a dozen bottles?
Oh, you got a dozen bottles in there?
Dozen bottles in the case. About to go, sir.
All right, Hooter, let it go.
Ready when you are.
All right, go.
He will not be happy about that one. Should I do the next case?
Don't bother.
She will not be happy.
Give it one more try.
I got one more case about to go.
All right, go ahead.
Ready?
Yeah.
That's alcohol abuse for you, fellas.
Mount Sam.
See you later. Hello, John in California.
And they didn't technically break. You heard them bounce.
Man, are you there?
Hi, John.
Hey, what's going on? I know what's going on. You there?
Hey, Joe and Beth Ann, I noticed that the guy with the gun, and thank you for that, sir.
Yeah.
Joe and Beth Ann, the guy with the gun is not on the phone anymore. So we got to get him back, because something tells me he's going to be the big winner here.
Hey, man, are you there?
Yeah. What are you going to be breaking, John?
You know, like a masonry fountain you have in front of your house?
Yeah.
Really in the backyard?
Okay. How are you going to break it?
Well, I tried tapping on a little bit to see what it would do, but I'd rather take a chunk of wood and toss it at it, because I've tried sitting there beating on the thing a little. Tried beating on the thing, and I'd rather stay away because I don't have glasses on.
Okay.
Safety first.
All right, Johnny Safety. We're ready for you to try to break a fountain.
Uno, ready?
Yes.
Let me...
What the hell's this?
What's he doing?
What is this?
The dog spazzed out on me.
The dog?
I would think so.
Not sick enough.
Oh, but enjoyable.
Here is Tim in Maryland. Hi, Tim.
Tim, are you there?
Are you calling for Tim?
Is that your name?
Yes.
Well, then, yes,
and that
Tim.
Would be you.
That's you. What are you going to break, Tim?
I have a computer monitor from work with a two, and I'm just going to beat the hell out of it with a 2x4.
All right, good. This is probably the recreational for
Simple
you.
And effective.
Stress relief.
Stress relief.
Are you going to put the phone down when you do it?
I'm going to put it right next to the computer monitor.
All right, good guy. Here you go. Anytime, Jim. He's getting into it now.
There you are.
Very nice.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, we enjoyed that.
You're in the finals.
Thank you.
Hold on, you're
and
in
Don,
the finals.
Don, you know, I like starting them like Simon starts them on the...
Right, off you go.
Hello, Pete. Pete in New York, Don and Mike show. Pete, what do you got for breaking news?
Hey, Don and Mike, love you, brothers.
Thank you. What are you going to break?
Well, the truck from the guy that runs the farm across the street from my house is in my driveway.
Yes.
And I'm going to take a shovel. He's not here. Nobody's here, but I'm pretty sure that he's banging my fiance. And I don't know. I would just like to take it out on him. I'd like to smash. I don't have a gun.
I don't know, but I got the feeling that you're 100% fake caller.
Is this Billy Bush?
Yeah. You know what my favorite part about breaking news is the tall tales.
Yeah, the long tall tales.
Yeah, boy, you must have some big stones that he's banging your girl, and you're going to take it out of his car. All right, go ahead.
All right. Well,
go ahead.
Okay, hang on. Let me,
right.
I don't know, I'll put the stupid phone on the...
Set the scene.
Boy, you're really duping us.
And a picture.
All right, hang on.
Yes. Remember, he's angry.
That's right.
This guy's banging his girlfriend.
That's why he's going.
Okay. Let me put the stupid phone down.
He hits like a girl.
Pretty soon he has to hit stop on his sound effects TV.
Do you want more?
That was great.
What was that? Didn't I just see you in A League of Their Own? Hey, who do you play for? The Rockford Peaches? Get out of here, you loser.
You lock time with that movie, do you, Don? Occasionally when it comes on, because I freely admit that I do.
Memorized.
I love it.
Here is.
Oh, Gina.
Lamont.
Yeah. Batter on.
Lamont.
Hey, guys.
Lamont from Virginia. What are you going to break on breaking news?
Oh.
I hit the dumb button. That was the finger guy.
Oh, thank you.
That was the finger guy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I think he wanted to break his finger, didn't
he? Yeah, right, off you go.
Hello. Here is Buck in Kansas. Hello, Buck.
I'm Don Mike.
Hey, what are you going to break on breaking news?
News for Buzz, being from Wichita. I got a... We just changed out our toilets here in our shop, and I got a toilet for them.
Wonderful.
I'm going to raise it up. I'm going to put it in the bucket of our front-end loader.
Oh, yes.
Raise it about 20 feet in the air.
Hello.
And I drop it on a concrete pad.
Cool. Let me say, as long as you...
Right here's the lid flying around. I got my buddy going to lift her up. You ready, guys?
Yeah, now, if this guy has the proper sound, we really could have a finalist compete with the guy with the gun.
Yeah. Make sure.
Listen. Get up there. Hold on, it's going up right now.
Make sure the phone is close to the crash.
I'm standing right by it. I got my safety glasses and hard hat on.
Hold the phone away from your body.
Here you go.
Okay, here we go.
I'm off it, buddy.
Toilet.
Here we go. Here it comes. There you go. That's it.
Bad phone. Too much talking and not enough sound. We didn't pick it up very well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was the phone technique.
Great idea, though.
We've got the guy with the fountain. We've got... Did we talk to... He's a finalist, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guy with the fountain? Or is he not?
Wayne.
John?
Yeah, I hope so.
What did you do already?
Nothing. I was out in the backyard, and I broke that fountain. I hung up because I thought I heard that.
No, he's not a finalist.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, come on.
No, if you heard that, you're right. Here's Jason. Hello, Jason. We've had so many of these guys, I don't remember who's who. Jason, what are you going to break?
I work at a concrete plant, and we have this concrete tester, and I have a bunch of concrete cylinders I want to break. But after the concrete cylinder, I want to break all these little glass jars I want to put in there.
Okay, I'm not really sure I follow this.
He's going to break concrete cylinders, and then he's going to break all these little jars that he has.
But how do you break concrete cylinders? Wouldn't you have, like, toss them off a building or something?
You put them into, like, a little machine, and it presses them from both sides, and we test how many pounds it can take.
That's right.
All right, give it a shot, Jason, whatever.
All right, here we go.
Just know a gun is hard to beat.
I know. And no one may do it, that's for sure, in many different ways.
It takes about 30 seconds for it to load up.
All right, so they're loading up, and then it's going to compress it.
Welcome to Honk for Break.
It's going to sound like a gunshot, that guy with the car, but he's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
Good attitude.
All right.
Yeah, sorry.
Good winning attitude. Good winning attitude.
It's humble.
Jason?
Yes, it's at 56,000 pounds. That's unsafe.
That's 56,000 pounds, incidentally.
7,000, here we go.
That's also the weight total on the women of WJFK calendar.
Oh, that's strong concrete.
Man, that sucked.
That did suck.
It sure did.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, he's got like a stress test. Yeah.
Oh,
that was
bad.
The sound of a buzzer.
Bad. That was bad. We'll try one more person. One more person. Here's Rick in Sacramento. Rick.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Now, Rick, listen. This guy with the gun right now is holding us all hostage.
He's, he's
the winner thus far.
Did we lose him?
No, we got him back.
All right.
Jeff from Illinois, we got him. What would you like to break, Rick?
I have a 17-inch NEC computer monitor, which my girl just got, and she ain't been on the internet all week, so... It's going down.
What?
Really?
Well, what did you just say?
Whatever. Just
translate. What are you talking about?
It's another guy that wants to give us like a backstory to say that if for whatever reason this computer belongs to his girlfriend. She's not been on the internet.
Not using it.
Right? Am I right or wrong? Do
yes,
I understand?
You are right.
Thank you.
And this angers you?
Very much.
All right.
Okay.
So you're breaking it.
Yes, I am.
Let's hear some anger.
All right.
What are you breaking it with? How are you breaking it?
I'm going to put the phone down right now.
I don't know.
I am going to. I am.
Very, very nice, but.
Hear that?
Hear that?
Yeah.
Bye-bye. I think we're ready to call it, Mike.
Yeah, Don, you and I are suckers for a shotgun.
Let's go back to Jeff in Illinois. Jeff?
Yes.
The great news is you're the winner.
And you see, you started out with that tall tale about your girlfriend's car. And the fact is, all you needed was the shotgun, Jeff.
And what we need you now to do is squeeze off a few more rounds for us. Fire right at the car. Can you break? Are there any windows left? Could you break the window?
Actually, the shotgun blast through the windshield took out the remaining windows.
How about the hubcaps?
I can try that.
There you go.
How about the grill as well?
Sure.
The headlights?
Everything's fair game.
Just fire away.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got
Welcome to Shoot for Cash. You know, with our audience, we could do that game every freaking day.
You bet we could.
I've got to get loaded again. I had it then.
Go ahead. We'll listen. And a special return engagement by Wendell Hall.
Yeah, you're right. This reminds me of Wendell Hall's empty chamber. With the click, click, click.
He's two.
Oh.
And we're three.
That's three. Okay, reload.
Right through the radiator.
Reload. We want to hear shoot.
Reload. Shoot again. Breaking news.
Less talking, more shooting.
Welcome to the Bill O'Reilly Show. Dude, what are you doing?
We're going to see to it that you die.
Jeff?
I hear him. He's loading.
Oh, he's loading. Okay, right. I'll turn the music off. He's aiming. Yeah. What a great dumb show this is.
Yes, wonderful.
Oh,
an extra one.
Man, where do you get that fourth shell?
Where do you find a fourth one from?
Is that any good?
Where'd you get the fourth shell?
Where'd the extra shell come from?
Well, I just threw one back in real quick.
Good job.
Just for a little encore.
Cool.
Very nice. Thank you. Well, from the land of Lincoln, my friend. Congratulations, you're the winner on Breaking News.
Woo-hoo!
And that means you're going courtesy of Delta Airlines to South Beach, Florida. I sure do know you can go to O'Hare Airport and get out of there. You got a pair of round-trip air tickets on Delta to Miami. You'll stay 3 nights at the South Beach Marriott. You get a free Avis rental car for 3 days. It's all from Delta Airlines. Thank Delta Vacations for all your travel needs. Restrictions apply.
Yeah. One of the restrictions, no guns.
Yeah, no guns. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, dude. Thank you.
This is great.
You're great.
Yes. Leave your gun at home, though. They don't like those in airports. No.
Remember, people don't kill people. People with guns kill people.
That's right.
Thank you. Hold on.
All right.
Okay. That's breaking news.
Shotgun Red.
That was a pretty good segment.
Yeah. It's amazing what a shotgun does for a segment, isn't it? Yeah.
The only thing that would make that better would be is Joe's doing his British accent while he was shooting a gun.
Hey, we don't want total perfection.
877-365-3636 is our toll-free number. We are ready for the rotating random phone scan. Your live calls, end of the week, high-pressure Super Bowl weekend phone scan.
It's going to be a great one.
It's going to be delish. We'll be right back with your calls.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why did it appear that Mike was holding back, trying not to cry like the baby that he is?
Well, Neil, I tell you what you are, I can't say on the air. But I tell you what, I'm 53 years old, and I my office is at 250 North Washington. Anytime you want to meet me there, you call me back on the air, you tell me what time and when, and I'll whip your ass. You got that, big boy? It's easy to hide behind a microphone, son. Let's get your face out in public and let's live where people have to see you every day, and we'll see who the gutless wonder is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Oh, skill.
Football. I'm 53 years old. You got to your ass.
Blissfully nude. Don and Mike.
Okay, Super Bowl phone scan coming up.
Yeah.
But first, the Rich Eisen saga continues.
Oh.
This is too funny. Now, Rich is a good guy, and we've had him on the show for the last, how long has it been, 6 months?
Yeah, the whole football season.
Every week. The deal with the guy was
he's been a delight, too.
Yes, that we would have him on every Friday at about 5:15 East Coast, 2:15 West Coast.
Right.
And we would be very accommodating with Rich's schedule,
yes,
with his taping and stuff.
It's worth it.
And you should also know that he's not doing it for free.
Right.
Okay. Like everybody that we have in this position, we pay pretty good freaking money. I mean, the sales department's able to sell it, but he makes a nice talent fee.
Good.
So, about an hour ago, I read you the email that Beth Ann got from Rich Eisen saying,
What's going on?
Because he had made it hell this week scheduling to get him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't do his regular time because he's Mr. Super Bowl. So then we said, okay, we can be very accommodating. And he said, I really don't know when I'm going to be able to do it. Maybe you guys would like to just tape something with me in advance.
No, we hate that.
Now, keep in mind that 5:18 East Coast time was the time that we originally wanted to have Rich Eisen on the show today, like we do every Friday.
Kind of his regular time.
He said he was unavailable.
Right.
Yeah, today at 5:18, he responded to Beth Ann's email.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So he sends it, because when we had him on the show in the second break.
Now, meanwhile, we've had Beth Ann explain what we were doing, that we were having a little fun.
Well, right? I'm going to read her response.
Okay.
I'm just setting this up for anybody that didn't hear.
Right.
We had Rich, he's made us wait all week. We had him on, we talked to him for a couple minutes. Put him on hold.
It was a joke. Yeah.
Come back.
Play
to
him.
Yeah. Nothing mean.
Right.
So then he sent Beth Ann an email the moment we got off the air saying what was going on.
Okay.
Beth Ann wrote back to him, just got your email. Don and Mike have been joking all week about how you're having a hard time working them into your schedule because of all the stuff going on in Jacksonville.
Right.
They were only goofing with you. They truly enjoy you being part of the show the last 22 weeks. Then she writes about his money.
Right.
And then she writes, you rock. Have a good time. I'm so jealous, Beth Ann.
Nice. Very well handled.
He writes back, are you serious? I bolted off my set and pushed my interview schedule with folks, including the commissioner, only to be put on hold several times?
He's wound a little tight this week.
Dude. You're a funny guy, Rich.
Sure.
Come on. You got to laugh a little bit, pal.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I think it's been a good relationship. It's been fun. You know, he's still now.
He's all wrapped up
he's
with the
fine,
Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be cool next week.
Right? Well, like, yeah, it's not like he needs to be reminded that, you know, that you watch that show. You know?
I know, it's my
a little
fault.
Tough, it's a little tough to find, and he's great on the show, but, you know, you mentioned JB, okay?
Yeah, James Brown,
good
I know.
Good example.
I know.
We will clear the air with him. This shouldn't turn into a big celebrity.
It's not. It's funny. His email's funny. Are you serious?
Huh?
I bolted off my set and pushed my interview schedule back with folks, including the commissioner, just to be put on hold several times?
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, dude, I tell you what, if it really bothered you, send back the check. It'll never get back to him. You know, Mike's looking at me like, oh, you said something to kill the relationship.
No, I don't care. I think he's good. He's good on the show, but I mean, really, I think it's a mutually, not just for the money, it's a mutually beneficial relationship based on getting exposure
everybody
for
wins.
That specialty network.
Right. And we've held up our part of the deal. I mean, I've read the goddamn slug for 22 weeks. I know it by heart
now. You sure have.
And there's the way, it's the Friday before the Super Bowl.
We were just making light of it. We were making light of a frustration we had.
He's wound tight this week.
He's way wound tight.
Are you serious?
It's been home several times?
And her email to him was really kiss-assy.
Yeah, very nice.
And also stated we're just goofing around.
Right.
We're just having fun.
We came clean with it. I mean, we were telling them what we were doing.
Hello, here's the phone scan. Don and Mike's show, hello.
Don and Mike.
Hello. He's turning into Nance a little bit, isn't he?
A little bit this week. It's that pressure because...
They get down there
of all the leagues. And listen, you know, give the NFL credit. I mean, they could be the NHL, you know, where they're not even going to have a season this year.
Yeah.
The NFL controls everything, but it is... You brought it up, too, with the press conference.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... You want to talk about control.
I think
they all feel it.
At these press conferences with the coaches and stuff, the security is like when you see Bush speak somewhere.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you've got that big load Andy Reid coming up there. Anybody see the news conference? He had shorts on.
Oh, no.
He's classic fat guy with skinny legs.
Oh, really?
And they had a shot. They had a shot from the side of the stage that just accented the fact that he's got to weigh like close to 400 pounds.
Right? Wow.
That you have this big, gigantic fat guy and look like little chicken legs.
why is he wearing shorts?
Because I think he was either...
It's probably what he wears during the offseason.
Yeah, or he might have been on that pro-Jacksonville thing. I know a lot of film that I've seen of the teams practicing show them wearing sweats.
Right.
And Under Armour and stuff. So maybe he was just showing the weather was good.
And right. Little skinny legs.
It was funny. And they're treating it with such reverence.
Of course.
There's the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Andy Reid. He is one of the greatest coaches of this decade or any other day. And meanwhile, none of them are saying... There is Andy Reid. Isn't it incredible how skinny his legs are? He is such a giant fat man.
Oh, we've been down there many, many years, and man, of all the sporting events in America, this one is serious business.
Rich is
leading up to it. I mean, you know, and hopefully we'll get a good game.
Rich is a good guy, a funny guy. He just needs to, you know, loosen that sphincter just a little bit.
Just
Rich.
A wee bit.
Hello, you're on the air. This is the phone scan.
Don Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hey, guys. Two quick questions for Mike. Mike, have you seen the new promos for Jessica Simpson for the Dukes of Hazzard movie?
No, I haven't. I've seen pictures of her in a tabloid, so why are you asking? I knew it was phony.
I had to go to the delay.
I knew it was phony.
Everybody went to the delay.
I was suspicious, but of course my ego got in the way of my sleuthing because he was speaking to me individually. He knows how to get through.
It was the finger guy again.
I have to admire him.
The finger guy.
But I did see a picture of Jessica Simpson in a bikini.
Ooh.
From that movie, a press photo from that. And she, she's been on some kind of training regimen, and oh my God.
The only thing that worries me about her is that mouth.
Yeah.
She has the new and improved Joker
Phoenix
mouth, Jessica Simpson.
You hate the big mouth people.
I do.
But all beautiful women have those kind of like exotic mouths.
I get your dirty joke, Buzz.
Thank you.
What about CJZ? Catherine, or CGZ.
Zeta Jones has a big mouth.
No, she doesn't. She has a tiny, petite, feminine mouth.
She's got a very erotic mouth.
Unlike your girl Cameron Diaz, who's like, my big, giant mouth.
You know, you were talking about certain...
What about horse-faced Julia Roberts?
I think in her day, I think Julia Roberts was a beautiful woman. I think the large-mouthed women tend to hit the wall sooner, though.
Mm. Case in point, BF.
Who?
Bonnie Franklin.
Hello.
Yeah. She was so hot in her younger days.
Yeah.
The delay is built back up. We can take phone calls.
Yay.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Can I have my birthday spankings now?
Oh, get out of here. Hello, phone scan. Super Bowl Friday, phone scan.
The Super Bowl is gay. The Patriots are gay.
Thank you very hard. Hi, Don and Mike show. Super Bowl phone scan.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Oh, I wish we could have told you we're doing
fine. Hey there.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Hey, Don and Mike, I got the blues.
You got the blues?
Well, change your shirt.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
You know where the real culprit behind the Super Bowl thing is? Bill O'Reilly.
Well, he's got a lot of power, sir.
Yeah, he's the one that pushed back Rich's schedule.
What's going to stop me from coming in with a load of heroin?
There he is.
Nothing.
Bill O'Reilly, the new president of Infinity Broadcasting, Bill O'Reilly. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Large women should not drive small cars when their paint job matches their clothes. It makes them look really big.
Okay.
He's thought about this. All right, if you're recapping that at home, large women should not drive little cars when their paint job matches their clothes. It makes them look really, really big.
I've seen a blue Volvo Volkswagen wearing a big blue dress, and it just looks god-awful.
Thanks for the warning.
Thank you, my friend. See you later. Do you think she might be one of our calendar girls?
That's no. Calendar.
And I have to stop making that joke.
Yes, you do.
Because some of the ladies, you know, I need some help with the women of WJFK calendar gag,
mm-hmm.
because I come strong with it every day.
That's uh-huh. That's the best gag you've ever come up with, Don.
And I get the dirty looks.
Yeah.
From the women.
Well, it's inappropriate.
It is. Sure it is.
And untrue.
How about that for the support you're getting?
Yeah. Don and Mike show, hello. Phone scan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey, I was just on the whole Super Bowl deal. Do you guys know if Terrell gets that 15 touchdowns, ain't he going to have to go in that nice white bodysuit?
I love the way you refer to them by first names, the way that Buzz does with Letterman.
Yeah.
Yes, the deal is if Terrell Owens catches the touchdown pass, Andy Reid puts on the tights, but he will do it in private.
Oh, he's not going to show anybody?
No, he'd just do it just for the team.
What fun is that?
Yeah, just a private show.
Oh, no, they'll get a camera in
there. Hello, Don and Mike.
You know they will.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
How you doing, Buzz?
Oh. Why'd you have to say that? You can tell how we're doing. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, with the new Dukes of Hazzard movie, did you guys see that Johnny Knoxville and Sean William Scott were making fun of Jessica Simpson because of the cellulite she had?
You know, I'll tell you this. I don't know about that, but it is a killer cast. I'm not kidding.
It could be funny.
You have Johnny Knoxville. Isn't Burt Reynolds in this movie?
Burt Reynolds plays Boss Hogg, and Uncle Jesse is played by Willie Nelson.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's a pretty tough cast to be.
Yeah, but the cast, I predict, will not save the movie.
No,
I bet it
not.
Does.
But it'll be better than Starsky and Hutch.
Because the series was just so unfair.
Hey. Mouth?
The Dukes of Hazzard?
No, I'm kidding. I hate
My
it, too.
My God, you frightened me for a
Mike, I've never sat through an entire episode of the Dukes of Hazzard.
You know, though, it might be the opposite because the show was so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the movie will be funny in kind of a novelty way.
When you were in third grade, it was like watching George Bernard Shaw. It was the most brilliant thing that ever came on TV.
I like Uncle Jesse, Willie Nelson.
Yeah,
that's
be good.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I need to hear the Buzz song. I'm addicted to it.
What Buzz,
Buzz song?
The Buzz intro. You gotta give it to me.
It'll be coming up.
It's coming like in 3 minutes. Yeah. Chill out.
I gotta hear the Buzz song.
Roll your tapes.
Don and
Mike's show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, you guys were talking about cartoon characters earlier. The hottest one was Natasha from Boris and Natasha.
You think she was sexy?
Oh, that brunette, that
Tony
Waste.
Get out of here. She looked like Spy versus Spy.
Yeah, she was evil.
There's nothing sexy about Natasha. Hello, Don and Mike, you're Natasha. Hello.
You like the voice.
What does Marcellus Wallace look like?
It's a Pulp Fiction thing.
Yeah.
Does he look like a bitch?
That's from the movie.
Oh, right.
Then why are you effing him like a bitch?
You know, every once in a while...
They go to the guy's house,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. Every once in a while, if you go to the crappy Encore channels,
right.
Sometimes they'll surprise you and have Pulp Fiction on.
Is this guy still on the line?
No, he hung up.
He's gone.
Sorry about that.
I was going to get him to do the speech before he shoots.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, honey
bunny. The path of the righteous man.
That's the man. And don't forget the other guy. With Honey Bunny. What does Fonzie do? Be cool.
Be cool.
Be cool, Honey Bunny.
That's right, Honey Bunny.
And how about his
wallet?
Sam Jackson's wallet.
I swear to God, he's going to say that.
I saw an ad on the internet this week where you could buy that wallet.
Oh, really?
Wow. Wallet that said bad MF-er on it. It was great.
Hello. This is the phone scam.
Hey, fellas. I want to do something for you. I want to do last segment. Here you go.
Turn your stupid radio down!
Excuse me?
Oh, you guys didn't hear that?
No,
we heard it.
My bad. It was your show on my radio.
Right.
What?
Die. Die this weekend. Die what? During the Super Bowl. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I don't know if you guys like Super Troopers or Club Dread. But
no, we don't. Hello, Don and Mike show. Super Bowl phone scan. Hello.
Yeah, you know, I've been listening to Eisen all year.
I don't care. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Radio God.
You bore me. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello,
come on.
Hello, Don and Mike. Do you want to hear the Pulp Fiction intro?
Shut up. Hello. Yes, I did. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's not now.
Howdy, fellas.
Hi.
The WJFK calendar, what month will this Bobby be appearing in?
Well, when she comes back, if she does.
Oh.
June. Isn't it funny how we're all still a little afraid?
I'm afraid of
Bobby. Look at everybody's afraid.
Rightly so, though.
Everybody just clammed up. Yeah. Everybody in this studio just shut up, and I'm the only one that talks.
Well, then be a man and say something about Miss Bobby.
I did. I said, when she comes back, we'll see if she's in the calendar.
What month will she be in, Mike?
Huh?
What month will she be in?
I'm not sure. But this silence, is it fear or love?
Yeah. Yes. Hello.
Attention.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, tonight on Larry King.
Yes.
Snoop Dogg is the special guest.
And you're calling to tell me this why, and tell Mike this why.
Worlds are colliding.
Worlds are colliding.
Makes a point.
You know what he kind of had? The funny answer.
Yeah. Worlds are colliding.
Snoop, you ever get hung up on a painkiller?
You take antibiotics?
Hello, Don and Mike. Don't scan.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
I don't care how you guys are doing.
Thank you.
I do care how Buzz is doing, though.
Oh. Sorry, he's doing great, too. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I am.
I didn't mean to say that with such a lack of
enthusiasm. Don and Mike!
Because these callers are tearing me.
They're boring you.
They're, yes.
Yeah, like terrible. Simon. Terribly.
Am I the last caller?
No.
Ah!
Okay. Ah, boy!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Fred!
Hello?
Don and Mike?
Yes, we
yes, we are. What?
Jim Nance here, just sensing a little friction between you and that other guy from that other network.
Okay, listen.
Wondering if perhaps I could weasel my way back in.
Just shut up. You're the last person on the phone scan. Be happy about that.
I am.
And that other guy's happy. What was wrong with the beginning of Buzz's tape there? It was like, well, Bill O'Reilly will fix that.
Yes, he will. JFK, a non-digital studio.
Hey, but don't forget the great news.
What?
Bill O'Reilly has muscled his way back into the weekday lineup.
I like to use the term strong arm.
Oh, I'm telling you, 10 o'clock on Monday morning.
Oh, man. It's a new day.
Just wait till they cut Stern off. Poor junkies. I mean, I wouldn't want to be the junkies.
No.
That ain't their fault, man.
No, they have to get off on time. But so being a team player, Howard will encourage people to keep listening.
That's funny.
Yeah, this lineup at this station is nuts. My friend, you're the last person on the phone scan. Good for you. And what is your name?
My name's Tony.
Tony, where are you from, Tony?
Calling from Rochester.
Tony, on WHTK, you've got the Tower Records $20 gift card. Tower Records and TowerRecords.com. Everything worth hearing is here. Thank you for listening and supporting the show in Rochester.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank I know you. When to keep my mouth shut.
Okay, good. Let's try it now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, it's me.
He made it up.
Bill O'Reilly, the Uber boss.
Yeah, well, I'm doing the best I can.
I'm
happy to be back on.
You know, and the thing is, for those of you around the country, I know you don't care about this, but the station that we're based out of, WJFK, the lineup has been in flux for a while.
Yeah. Yes, for quite some time.
And it's been very fluid.
Fluid.
And now we have these guys, the junkies, they're back doing the show before us.
It's much like the fluid I have building up on my knee.
So the station, for the last 2 weeks, has been running nonstop these commercials.
Promoting the new lineup.
The lineup you've always wanted. Howard in the morning, Don and Mike in the afternoon, Junkies midday, Ron and Fez at night. The lineup you've always wanted.
I just want to say, although it took some time, I'm glad they did the right thing.
So now,
all right, what say you, Donald?
So now we find out that O'Reilly's muscled his way back in.
Wow.
And the lineup is now nuts. They're cutting off Stern early. The junkies are doing a three-hour show.
But take a look at these guns, Les.
Yeah.
I've muscled my way back in.
O'Reilly gets back in somehow from
yes.
1 till 3 in the afternoon.
Loofa boy. Right before us.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And you know who's at the front of this parade is famous Frenchman Michel Hughes.
Yes, Jean-Michel.
Hello, bonsoir.
Another Hughesonian decision.
This is crazy. Buzz?
Yes.
That has to be your lead story.
No.
The fact that Bill O'Reilly has taken over Infinity Broadcasting and apparently now can push all the disc jockeys around, even the powerful ones.
Well, Bill has asked me not to speak of this.
All right, what is your lead story tonight?
So my lead instead today is the question
tonight,
this afternoon, middle of the night, wherever you are.
Super Bowl.
The question is not when we will invade Iraq, but how.
Ah, with panache.
Iraq?
With class.
Iran. Iran. Iran.
What did you say?
I think I said Iraq.
you confused me, Burbank.
Take two. Here, this is a good one.
All right.
The question's not when we will invade Iran, but how.
Okay.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
One letter. It's all fixed.
That's good, Buzz.
If the president can make that mistake, so can
sure,
I.
Sure,
one letter.
That's very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. They are forever making pretend. Don and Mike.
Right. And we're Buzz's News Now, brought to you by Vermax. We'll grumble on sexual pleasure with performance and Anthony BTO. Now I can say Viramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Viramax, number one. Does it really work? It's doctor developed.
Someone called for a doctor.
Clinically tested, patented, get it nationwide. 1-888 try VMAX. Bow bow. Bow 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 bow. Yeah. How come more people don't dig BTO?
A lot of people dig BTO.
Yeah, secretly.
Yeah.
Not publicly.
It's not a guilty pleasure for people.
Right, they're afraid to admit it.
People go like, I guess BTO was okay.
I don't think there's a better rock anthem than taking care of business.
Backman.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. With an apparently successful election in Iraq under our belt, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says, quote, the Iranian people should have a chance to determine their own future.
Oh, no.
Does this mean Iran is next? Well, maybe not. An attack on Iran, quoting Condi again, is simply not on the agenda.
Condi!
Instead, the U.S. is trying to get the Iranian people to overthrow their own government.
That's a lovely frock, Condi.
Without a lot of interference from us.
Condi!
Outside of the obvious peer pressure. Mm-hmm. But even in that respect, the president's hinted that the U.S. would support a people's coup against the hardline clerics who now run Iran.
Excuse me, that's people's coup.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
And the peer pressure, that's the Volkswagen.
I got the Coupe de Ville.
The peer pressure is on. Iranians, to quote Rice, should be no different from the Palestinians or Iraqis or other peoples around the world.
Is that like team peer pressure?
Very much so, only with countries.
Everybody's smoking cigarettes, man.
Exactly.
Why don't you smoke cigarettes?
That's exactly what
you like the rest of us.
Blast off to Kicksville.
Everybody else is having democracy. Why don't you have it, too?
I'd like to see Condoleezza Rice smoke a cigarette and wedge it in her teeth. You could hold it in and talk at the same time.
Keep it there, Condi.
Do it, Condi!
And Iran's current government is a little on the dangerous side. Unlike Iraq, it really does have terrorist connections. Unlike Iraq, it really is working on weapons of mass destruction. And the religious zealots who control Iran at the moment have no intention of giving up those weapons. They said so today. Some of our allies in Europe have been trying to get Iran to ease up on its nuclear program by offering money and technology and promises of a lot of profitable business trades. But today, Iran's leaders did say they will never give up their nuclear program. And despite their lack of progress with the Iraqis, the Iranians,
you just did it again,
man,
Buzz.
This is going to be hard. The Europeans are still optimistic, though. The Bush administration is not. The question is, will we address this with peer pressure or with guns?
Which country?
Iran.
Sexy.
Maybe if I started calling it Iran.
Iran.
There you go.
Iran, you know what? Yeah. Iraq.
You are a victim of your proper pronunciation.
Yeah, I think so.
Do what I do. Call it Persia.
Persia, like the old days.
I wish it was still called that, but those days are gone.
No, maybe not.
High on the list.
Know, call it leveled. And then color me happy.
Ed Anger.
High on the list of controversial figures in the Bush administration, the Secretary of State, Donald Rumsfeld.
Oh, he's fantastic. He's so even-tempered.
Rummy!
I love him. He cares about our troops.
Great gray suit, Rummy.
At various points, there's been talk the president would dump Rumsfeld, in the cabinet shakeup that followed Bush's re-election. But the president said he wanted Rummy to stay. He didn't say for how long. But it was Bush's
forever, Buzz.
Third chance. It was the president's third chance to unload Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld tells CNN's Larry King that he offered to resign twice during the Abu Ghraib scandal. He says he felt some responsibility for the abuse of Iraqi prisoners, and he felt he'd lost credibility if he did. In fact, he said he would step aside with the president's approval.
Hey, Larry, what are you going to do tonight?
A boy.
Oh, come on, that's sick. Don't do a boy. What would you rather do except the boy?
I would rather do Saddam Hussein. Who would?
All right, let's say it's Saddam Hussein or Michael Jackson. Who do you do on a Friday night?
Hands down, Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Rumsfeld tells Larry King this kind of thing, this abuse, occurs in prisons across the country and across the world.
Is Rumsfeld stupid?
Yes.
Are you lying?
Are you
No, you're not lying. Okay.
Now, farther
who
down...
Who are you having sex with?
Michael Jackson tonight.
Okay.
Farther down the ladder of controversy is a U.S. Marine Corps general who said it was, quote, fun to shoot some people. In context, he said, actually, it's quite fun to fight them, you know? It's a hell of a hoot. It's fun to shoot some people. I'll be right up front with you. I like brawling.
Come on, baby. How's it going?
End quote. But Lieutenant General James Mattis isn't facing discipline. He's facing stardom. He'll be played by Harrison Ford in the upcoming movie. A higher-ranking general has had a word with Mattis. Quoting him, Mattis often speaks with a great deal of candor. Counseled him concerning his remarks, and he agrees he should have chosen his words more carefully.
You know what's funny about this story? The guy is a warrior. He
right.
is on the front lines. And, you know, the cold reality of it is they have to have the mindset
right.
of guys that are gung-ho and they want to go into battle. And it's gung-ho talk. You know, I mean, that's, I don't think he's necessarily...
And a great movie with Michael Keaton.
a psychopath. They go
no,
in there, and that's
right.
the way they talk. These are bad people that...
Hi, this is Wendell Hall. In all this excitement, I sort of forgot myself. This is a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world.
Okay, Wendell.
It's what we pay him to do, as you were saying, Mike, and when people hear what the rest of the quote, I think he'll get some more support.
Well, the rest of the quote was that he said that these are people that have spent the last so many years slapping around their women and making them wear burqas. It's fun to shoot them. He was being, you know, he was being frivolous, and they make this big deal about it, and I just think it's amazing what gets exploited.
Yeah.
And now,
Mike,
you know, it's strange.
Finally, embrace what I've been saying.
Go on. Mm-hmm.
Kill them all and let God sort them out. I read that on a T-shirt during the Vietnam War.
Once again, you've twisted my words.
And Russell, you know, he's upset that he's been slapping the women around, but you know, it's a chance. It's just a chance. The women weren't listening.
Okay.
The quote is, you got guys who slap women around because they didn't wear a veil. Guys like that ain't got no manhood left anyway, so it's a hell of a lot of fun to shoot them. That's
yeah.
the quote. There
yeah.
you go.
So what? I mean, he's a tough guy. He's over there getting his ass shot at.
You know, yeah. To dumb it down even more, it's... like when somebody complains that guys get hurt in football.
Right.
You know, this is what they do.
Right.
We love, this is what they go out to beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
If we're going to have to fight this stupid war,
yes.
I'd rather have a guy over there who says it's fun to kill people.
It's one
now,
thing, you know, to disagree.
He might come back and go crazy over here after the war.
Watch that.
But while he's over there.
That's like the little Johnny thing, more to come.
But while he's there, I'm glad he likes to kill.
Yeah, whether you like the war, you
right.
don't like the
right.
war, the fact is that we do have those kind of people that we train to fight our wars, and they save our asses. And
that's
we
right.
should lighten up on the warriors a little
General
bit.
General O'Reilly?
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, all right.
The world is made up of fighters and lovers. Not everyone wants to kill. A doctor in Norway believed he'd come up with a perfect recipe for avoiding military service and making the recruiter believe he's insane. When this doc was called into the military office in Norway, he stayed up for 2 days without sleep. He'd rubbed sour cream into his hair and put sticky liqueur into his shoes.
Is this like a modern-day clinger thing?
Very much so.
Like it,
very
yeah.
much so. He spilled beer on his clothing and, this is the best part, sat in a closet and smoked 2 packs of cigarettes while in that closet. And then he went to the recruiting office, as ordered. He gave a sob story about how his life since medical school had gone downhill. It didn't work. An investigation proved he was faking his craziness. He now faces disciplinary action from both the military and the medical board.
So they're bringing him into court-martialing.
Yeah.
That's good.
The Pope is dead, according to a world-renowned ventriloquist. Rex Reibold, also known as the Talking Hand.
Hurry up, this is the Talking Hand, everybody. Look. He's dead.
Rex believes the pontiff has been dead for 5 years. He says the way the Pope's body shakes and the way his mouth moves remind him of a ventriloquist dummy. Quoting Rex, the mouth and the words don't match. Apart from that, a lot of what the Pope does is theatrical.
We have an expert on our crew here that can speak to that. You are a trained ventriloquist.
You love bringing this up. You love to hurt me.
When you were performing in front of your fourth grade class, and Danny O'Day's head fell off the dummy. What do you think the Pope is a ventriloquist dummy, or is he the real deal? Yeah, since you're the expert.
I'm still focusing on, and I didn't even tell you about the yellow stain. Okay.
I'm sorry?
So upset.
From that day.
So upset.
Yeah.
Oh. That was dramatic.
I think it may have been fifth or sixth grade. Either way, it was Melwood Elementary School.
Melwood.
Which is funny because Melwood is now known as a place that holds retarded people.
Yes. So
I'm not kidding.
School, I believe.
So you were at Melwood and...
this was... Yeah, I'll leave it at that. I went to Melwood Elementary School. Wasn't the retard elementary school. Anyway, I was so talented with my talent.
You were.
Danny O'Day ventriloquist dummy. They had me go around to all the classes, like the little showman that I was.
They were proud of you, too.
And do the show. Mm-hmm. Right. And I got to the class with the older kids, and I'm sitting up front, and I go, hi, how are you, Danny?
I'm doing fine. Mm-hmm. Last night I had a dream that I was eating shredded wheat.
I said, really? What happened?
I woke up and half the mattress was gone.
And I'm doing the whole shtick, and I pulled on the string, and I swear to Christ, his head fell off.
Oh, God.
And rolled to the back of the room.
Yes.
And all the kids really had the laughter with the teeth coming out. The Simpsons laughter.
Pointing at you.
Was incredible. And you know, then that led to the stay.
Did you retrieve the head before you left the classroom?
Yes, I went to the back of the class, picked up the plastic head.
And just left?
And then ran out covering that my wet spot.
That moment absolutely, positively has to be recreated on film. That should be in a movie, I swear to God. Anyway, this ventriloquist, Rex, says he believes the Vatican is using the Pope's mummified corpse as a puppet with someone's hands inside his back. Plus, says Rex, if you look carefully, you can see some of the strings they use for his hands. A doctor in Australia says it is possible to quote...
Come on, a doctor in Australia.
In Sydney, to be specific.
Sydney.
Says it is possible to, quote, hollow out a corpse and use it as a dummy, but the doctor did not want to comment on the possibilities with a pontiff. Rex says they did the same thing with Yasser Arafat, and he says he once had the same doubts about Michael Jackson.
God.
I guarantee you, if someone is using him as a puppet, he moves more than he does.
Yeah.
Do you see that thing with the doves?
Exactly. Yeah. And I guarantee that Michael Jackson has not had that done to him, but he's done that to other people.
Yes.
He hasn't
been the dummy, but he's been the ventriloquist.
Dug around a little bit.
Come to my house and play puppet.
The Pope has gotten a get-well card from the man who tried to kill him 24 years ago. The card also mentions that we are the last generation. He might be right. Because
why did Bill O'Reilly send a card to the Pope?
When you think about smog, you think of L.A., not Maine. Or Midwestern states, but an unhealthy air alert is up in Maine today because of a heavy ground-level pollution. And the normally clean air Midwestern states like Illinois, Ohio, and Minnesota, they're being warned this week about unhealthy air. Minnesota, for the first time ever. And don't look now, but your ice is melting. The massive West Antarctic ice sheet, until now thought to be stable, is breaking up, Captain.
I like my ice vanilla.
Antarctica contains more than 90% of the world's ice, and if it melts, coastal cities go underwater, and your soft drinks get all watery.
See, I told you, it's like that movie, Day After Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to say, a sleeping giant has awakened.
Yee. His name is Bill O'Reilly.
Everybody's, one of everybody's favorite stories.
I'm the biggest sleeping giant of all time.
I think one of everybody's favorite stories is when a frozen airline waste falls from the sky.
Oh, yes.
Bravo.
I have not one, but two such stories when we come back.
Super Bowl fun.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Joy Boys, Don and Mike.
Man, they were good.
Yeah.
They're not dead.
Yeah, but they do that blues crap now. They do this, too. They do like that.
I didn't dive into the last album too much.
I did. It sucked.
Really?
The last Aerosmith album.
Oh, that's
unfortunate. Just make every album that was the same as the one that has the cow's udder on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's their best album ever.
Well, I think they have potential to come back and make another one, unless they're going to go, don't go the Rod Stewart thing.
No.
Please don't do that.
No, there's no way that you'll ever see Steven Tyler saying, just the way you look tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Yes, it's happened again. Frozen waste from an airplane lavatory falling from the sky.
Whee!
In Massachusetts, it fell onto a woman's car, crushing part of the roof and shattering her windshield. The government says it can't do anything unless it can identify the airline responsible, so This woman has no one to pay for the repairs. She couldn't even get anyone to remove the chunk from her car. The fire department told her it couldn't touch the frozen block because it's classified as hazardous waste.
We're looking for an airline that served asparagus.
That would help if we had a clue. The only thing worse I can imagine would be if a big block of frozen airline waste landed in the middle of a funeral. It happened near Glasgow, England this week. A chunk of iced waste.
Now we're laughing.
The size of a portable TV screamed out of the sky and into a building next to a crowd of about 50 mourners.
Oh, poor you.
The ice shattered and shards of it hit the bereaved. Quoting one witness, it would have killed a person if they'd been hit by it.
Oh, man, chase away your blues, your blue ice.
My coffee didn't have ice in it before.
Ew.
In sports, the Super Bowl is gay. At least,
thank you for that bulletin.
Judging from an article in a San Francisco newspaper, it points to an article in last week's Sports Illustrated called It's Raining Men. Out of 9 players asked to describe what it's like at the bottom of a pileup, 4 made graphic references to guys grabbing other guys' crotches.
It's the most sensual experience I've ever had.
And
this
Eagles.
Is Hugh Douglas of the Philadelphia Eagles.
An Eagles linebacker said of another player, he was squeezing them. The biggest thing is the grabbing. It's crazy. And that doesn't even address the snaps, the patting of the backsides, the hugging, the players jumping into each other's arms, the tousling of another guy's hair, and the pileups themselves.
Hi, this is Javon Kurth of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Great play.
Article speculates that the manlier the sport, the gayer the contact. And finally, yet another fire department is facing embarrassment over a sex scandal. Well, we've told you about the adventures of the Sacramento Firehouse 12 with its free fire truck rides for hotties and the glorious four ways.
I remember that.
Today, spotlight on Tampa, Florida, where firemen are being disciplined for inviting strippers to the firehouse for a nude photo session.
Tampa.
Jamie and Heather started out in firefighters' pants and suspenders and end up in high heels. The fire department there, like Sacramento's, is embarrassed, but these guys, all of them, put their lives on the line every day.
Absolutely.
We shouldn't let these women besmirch their reputations. You cannot judge a fire department by its hose.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Oh. You know, you're great.
On the Don and Mike Show.
No! No!
Buzz looked at me like I was going to say anything awful. How can I say anything awful about you, Buzz? Except that shirt's too tight. I'm kidding.
Not tight enough.
It's loose fitting.
Not tight enough.
It's loose fitting. It's a medium. We got to go have a safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. And Ron and Fez are coming up next. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll be back on Monday. God, I hope Rich Eisen's not mad at us.
I hope so.
A good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you. Sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you, lucky man, weekend winner.
I'll see you at Blockbuster.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. God, you're a whore. You got your plug.
All right.
Back to
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight.
Hey,
and let me leave you swinging.
I meant to say go Pats, and I was too late with it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.